life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain.
You are listening to Dynamite in the Brain with Brian Smith and Anthony Askew. Tonight's episode, pre-recorded, all-purpose, convention commentary.
Whoa. Yeah,
I believe this was an idea we had a while back. I still don't know if it was a good idea, but we're going
I
ahead.
I can't remember coming up with the idea.
I'm not sure you came up with it.
No, I don't mean like I'm not trying to steal thunder, but I can't remember ever thinking or talking about this. Not that I'm complaining.
No, it was definitely something we mentioned I wrote down in Brian's list of bad ideas.
Great ideas.
Great ideas. So, yes, we're going to provide you with a guide to being at a convention, going to a convention. And it'll be all purpose. It'll work for any anime convention you ever go to.
Ever.
It'll be flawless. No discrepancy whatsoever. So let's start off. You want to go to an anime convention, you've got to buy some anime convention tickets. So you go to the site. You see the price.
I hope so. Not some dodgy back alley ticket tout. Is that the term they use?
Tout? Ticket tout is correct, yes. You don't see many ticket touts for anime conventions.
You never know. Perhaps, see, this is where it might get weird, because in a US con, with them being so large, you might see people touting for, like, tickets outside so people can skip the queues.
I don't think such a thing exists.
Maybe it's a gap in the market.
I mean, US cons, not ticket touts.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see how someone could run a con with that many people. It's just a myth. So, what do you do? Do you pay straight? Do you get there day one when the tickets are on sale? Do you buy
Absolutely.
The ticket? You buy the ticket. Oh, I buy the ticket then as well. Do you pay there and then, though?
There and then. Thankfully, I'm lucky enough to be working. I'm not somebody who's just left school or just left college or something and can't justify the cost outright, but always get in early, always pay early. If you want to go, that is.
It is weird that some UK cons still offer the 2-week gap to find the money to pay for the ticket you've just bought.
Yeah, I remember like when even when I first started going, you could pay by check.
Yes, I was surprised.
Yeah, I didn't understand that, but you know.
Yeah, I was surprised how long that went on for. Because I was looking through my emails trying to figure out which Minami cons I'd been to. And I was like, well, I'm still sending checks then? Let me see. Minami check. Minami Con 14 is the last time. That was 2007.
I was going to hazard a guess at around 2008, 2007 for checks being phased, or at least better opportunities available.
This is confirmation. We have received your check. Thank you for registering for Minami Con 14.
That's crazy.
And then they sent you a PDF, which you could print out and fax to the hotel.
Ugh. What for? Why?
To get the discount, which quite often turned out to be less than if you'd ordered it yourself. Less discount than if you'd ordered it yourself.
Yeah.
So I definitely recommend. But if you miss the window, have you ever been on a waiting list?
Well, no, I don't think so. But I want to mention that back when I first started going, there were still spaces at a con like 2 weeks before the con. Whereas now that is very much a thing of the past.
Except we both know somebody who got a waiting list ticket 5 weeks out from the con. A con which was supposedly sold out on the day they put the tickets up.
Who?
Charlie.
Oh, right. I didn't put two and two together that he was on. All right. That makes perfect sense. So yeah. I mean, it's possible unless someone's pulling strings for Charlie.
No, it seems the same at Amicon last year.
No, I think you're right what you're saying. There is that initial panic, but at the same time, the waiting list's not the dreaded, you're never going to get a ticket waiting list.
No, I would say it's definitely worth hopping on a waiting list because so many people drop out.
Yeah.
And so many people fail to pay in that first 2 weeks as well.
Which I find quite, I don't know, it's unfair to say that.
I don't know why you still do it. I don't know why they still do it. Is it just because they want to announce a pretend sell out.
False, yeah, possibly. Possibly. Mm. I mean, I think it's good because is Kurt Connor 18 over con this year? I don't even know.
It is an 18 over, yes.
Ah, right. See, I feel when you're that age, you could probably muster up, what is it, 50 quid, £45 out there on the spot. But as I say, that's unfair because I don't know what people's work situations are like or financial situation.
Yeah,
if you can afford to go out, you should be able, I don't know.
I looked at what I paid for Minamicon 2, and I would think I would have paid either 10 or 15 quid. 15 quid at the most.
Yeah.
And then I ran it through the Bank of England's inflation calculator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen them.
That would work out to about 26 quid in today's money. So Minamicon has definitely gone up in price higher than inflation.
Whereas the other cons haven't. Yeah, I think they've all... Because I remember paying 40 for Iacono 5, and it's not... It's only gone up a tenner or something since then. Yeah, a tenner in 10 years, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, and you're getting more as well for your money. I'm not sure how much more you're getting for Minamicon since Minamicon 2. That's a bit cruel.
Mm.
But you're in a nicer hotel now. I should have compared Minamicon 3 rather than Minamicon 2.
I think it's still an interesting figure to look at. I'm quite surprised they've not gone up more, or at least tried to hike the price up more.
Yeah.
I suppose they do that with VIP stuff.
Yeah, that's insane.
VIP or exec list or
something. That is insane. I would never, 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 ever get a VIP thing for an anime con.
I don't know what...
What would it take for you, Anthony...
In terms of, are we just treating this as an anime con thing, or if I went like a specialist con?
An anime con thing.
Anime con, right. A meet and greet with, I don't know, somebody awesome. Watanabe, the Cowboy Bebop guy. Even then, I don't know, maybe in the evening. in the bar, like a separate bar to yourself with you and your pals and your favourite anime creators, and they all speak English at that for that one evening. So it's just amazing. I don't know. I don't think there's anything realistically in a realistic world that I would justify it.
Not a baseball.
If I got it for free in terms of, I don't know, say they wanted me to like vlog their con, I don't know, in some crazy world, I'd probably say no, because that's too much pressure to make their con look good. But that's one time I'd maybe accept it.
Well, I'd pay for VIP if I was getting it for free. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Mind you, I can understand why people get it. The people who want to skip the queues, want to get in the dealer's room early, I think there is good reasoning for it. But that doesn't appeal to me in the way I go to cons.
Yeah, and the places which are doing it, does MCM Expo do a VIP thing to skip their queue? Because they're a place where you've got a queue, you're on skip.
Yeah, they do.
They're the early entries, but everyone buys the early entry, and so therefore all it does is move the queue forward an hour.
Mind you, I went last expo, I didn't get one of the advanced tickets, so I had a regular ticket. The only queues I had were the small queues where they were extra vigilant on security in terms of we need to check every single bag, which I think is obviously a great thing. But that was the only time I had any form of delay. And I, you know, the only difference is I couldn't go in early. So you're right what you say that, yeah, screw VIP stuff.
Fight the power.
Yeah.
How about really fighting the power and not buying a ticket and showing up anyway?
I did that at Minami.
Just the once?
Oh, in fact, the other Minami I went to back in 07? But I would never, ever lose a con or summer con for the sake of 45 quid. The only reason I would do it is if I thought I couldn't attend a con. And then right up next to the time, I was like, oh, shit, I can actually make it. I'm going to go down. That's the only time I would lose a con, a summer con.
Whereas I live an hour away from Minami, and I've never lose account of Minami. The only time I've been to a convention where I didn't pay for a ticket...
You shouldn't have been there.
They invited me, so...
Ah, see, that's nice. That's good. But yeah, I don't get the... Some people are like, oh, let's lose a con it.
Some people show up and then somehow try and want to buy a ticket once they are there because they realise they've come here and they want to go in the event, so they can't.
Yep. That happened with Greg.
I wasn't going to name names, but go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Which Greg, though? Which Greg? He legitimately wanted to go, but couldn't get a ticket. That was the time he wanted to go, and he tried getting a ticket, and they said, you're going to have to come in on Sunday, which was some crazy time because they had to wait and see if some people didn't turn up to collect their ticket. Which I don't really understand because it's not like you would have received their badge. I don't know what safe rules of health and safety dictated, like a numbers thing perhaps. But yeah, he did it. So.
And plenty of other people do as well.
Oh yeah.
But don't do it.
His intentions were
you're deadbeats.
Good as well.
Don't do it. You're cluttering up the place.
Oh yeah, Garrett, if you want to go to a con, geez, for the sake of, just get a ticket. You know.
Now, once you've got your ticket, it's time to think about where are you going to sleep during the convention. What's your general choice, Anthony? Do you stay on site? Do you share
always,
a room?
Always, always on site. No matter the situation, I wouldn't... first con I ever went to, IACON 05, I don't even think there was on-site accommodation then, was there?
IACON 05. I was staying off-site at IACON 05.
I was off-site, and... Thinking about, I don't even know if there was an
there
on,
was on site. Yes, there was on site because I remember. Yes, I do remember being on site.
I really wish I'd stayed on site that year. I was stuck on a bus at one point. I went back to the B&B early one day, got on the wrong bus coming back. So I was on a bus going around bloody Warwick for about an hour, and I was just waiting to try and see something that looked familiar. And I was only 17 at the time, and I was really like, oh shit. But yeah, always on site, 100%. Always share a room as well if you can, against the rules of the thing. But I always think sharing a room encourages you to get out of bed and encourages you to actually go and do. Because at times I've been on my own in the past, I've been like, oh, I'll go for a lie down. And then you sleep for about 3 or 4 hours and you can't be arsed to get up, and you've got to force yourself to get out of bed. Whereas if you're sharing with someone else, it's that extra incentive.
Now, you see...
You disagree.
I disagree, yes. Yeah. As a sober man and as a man who owns a car, I've stayed off-site many times. Mm-hmm. And I think if you get a nicer hotel than either the hotel you're staying in or the student digs they've thrown you in, then stay off-site. If you've got a car and you're fine to drive between the site and where you stay.
Yeah.
And staying on-site, I always try and pick as nice as I possibly can within... the money.
See, I tend not to care. That's one thing I've never really give a damn about. As long as I've got a bed, I'm quite content. No, I'm not a fan of shared showers and stuff like that. I'd rather have... That's one thing I would probably cross off.
Yeah, that was
quite easy.
I stayed in those Leicester, the cheapest Leicester on-site accommodation in 2006, I want to say. And that was what put me off, making sure I got... If I stayed on site at university, I was getting a nicer room as possible. And sharing a room went out the window in 2005 when I was locked out the room I booked.
Great.
And so not only could I not share the room that I was supposed to be sharing, I ended up sharing somebody else's room where there was a massive amount of people in there.
God.
Yeah, that was the
I'm
end.
I'm trying to think what's the most you've... So is that the most amount of people you've seen in a room that you've,
that's
that
about,
you've been
yes.
in yourself?
Yes.
How many was that?
Let me do the math. There was three of us in the bed.
And there the little was, one set.
There was at least another two people in the fold-out beds. There was probably some other people on the floor as well. I don't know. I woke up and then snuck out and got some yogurt in order to try and...
Yogurt.
Yeah,
I couldn't be... I'm easy in terms of where I'll sleep, but too many in one room. It's too warm.
And also make sure you get everyone's money up front as well. and make sure that you know what their cosplay plan, so you don't come back and find a giant stuffed turtle taking up most of the room. And other randos use your room as some sort of changing room for their cosplay.
See, I'm quite chill about that because, I mean, over the years, I've always shared with reliable folk. I've never been in that era of cons where I don't...
I've never shared with random, but even people I know, you've had to, like, talk them out of climbing out the window of a hotel to climb up the wall to somebody else. Or periodically wake up to check on them to make sure they're not choked on their own vomit.
Oh, well, yeah.
That bit's fine for you, is it?
Yeah. Right.
Or have you ever tried staying up the entire weekend, thus negating the need for a room at all?
Never. No. I'm a fan of sleep.
No, I have never done that as well. Somebody who has appeared on this podcast that has tried to do that, they failed. They did not manage to do it.
Can you name that person?
It was John at one of the early Iacons. Because he was at university in... it was when Iacon was in Birmingham and university was, for him, was in Wolverhampton. So eventually he broke and went home. Went back to his...
I mean, I like the sentiment. I think it's a really good idea, but you're bound to crash. Especially with cons being a four-day thing now.
And that was
more of a four-day event.
That was back when cons had through-the-night programming as well.
Oh, see, I like the idea of this really old-school con where shit like that goes on. Whereas now I'd like to say too clean-cut, but you still have the idiots.
I think perhaps it's worse now because people try to get their idiocy in a smaller time frame. And there's more of them. Okay, so you've got your accommodation booked. You've got your convention ticket booked. Now it's time to, the most important thing of all, planning your cosplay.
Why?
First of all, you've got to think up how many cosplays am I going to do? Typical con is 3 days. I think typically, as far as I can understand from Facebook, you want to be doing at least two cosplays every day, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've got friends who do 2 guaranteed cosplays every day without fail, and also sometimes a third. Like, they might alternate to like 3 a day. So morning to the afternoon, a main one, then an evening, then they'll have a casual version of one of those characters that they may have done, which it's crazy. I mean, I think it's good that people are so into it to do that, but the effort, the time, the baggage, getting on a train with a case the size of 3 people does not appeal to me. It's bad enough with a little hand luggage bag.
Yeah, the most I've done in a weekend is 2, and they were barely cosplays.
I think I've done 1. Just 1. I think I've always had just 1 to do. So, yeah.
Have you worn it multiple days, or you only wear it 1 day?
Oh, I would only ever wear it 1 day. I think not even just like as a big hygiene thing, I wouldn't even say that's the bad thing. I think, well, obviously it is to some, but... I mean, one of the ones I did, I could have easily just changed the T-shirt underneath and obviously me boxer shorts underneath, and that would be perfectly fine. But it's the preparation, getting your, like, bit of makeup on, bit of concealer, you know, style the wig on the morning, put the wig on. That's a pain in the arse. Honestly, it's such a pain putting the wig on. So, yeah, I think effort-wise, I wouldn't do more than, I wouldn't re-wear over a weekend. But it's perfectly acceptable.
Rightio, and how much do you think people should spend on each cosplay they're planning on doing?
Well, as much as willing, and I say that because I've put a lot of time and money into the ones I've made and had help making, and I've only ever wore them once. And that's, so like, I'm talking a lot of money on fabric went into one of them, and I, like, that's a lot of money. And I've only ever worn it once, I might never wear it again. So, especially those who re-wear to the next con, just, you know, spend as much as you like. But also, don't think if I'm not spending money, it's not going to be good. Go as cheap as you like as well.
Yeah, so I recommend going as cheap as you like. That was always my approach.
Yeah, yeah.
Pick out
the good thing is be relaxed enough and don't take it as seriously enough to think that you must be the best.
Yeah, my approach was always, I'm going to cosplay a character who dresses like a normal human being. I'm going to find clothes as similar as possible to those clothes in charity shops and then adapt to them as necessary.
They're sometimes some of the most difficult to do. The way I say that is because sometimes you'll find a character who wears normal clothes and then you'll try and find that piece of clothing and it won't exist because it'll be something that's you've got to make yourself at that point. But as you say, if you're happy with...
Then I think you give up.
that's the other thing
you can do. Okay, how early should you tell everyone what cosplays you're doing? Ideally in the form of an image posted to Facebook.
Best if you don't.
But Anthony, surely that can't be correct because everybody does it.
No, I do. I like the idea behind this. And at the end of the day, if I was to say I'm going to do a Gundam and I don't turn up as that Gundam, nobody's going to be disappointed. You're not letting anyone down.
Because nobody read your post in the first place.
Exactly. It's got likes. Maybe people have liked it only because I've posted it there, but nobody's took any notice that you're doing whoever.
What if I went through and printed all these off and then took them to Kitacon this year and go, okay, no, that's not the cosplay you said you were going to do.
It'd be a waste of tree. Because we know, to be fair, some people are very strict and harsh on themselves and will finish them. You know, I've seen people doing it at the con. I've done the last bits
at
the
con. I've heard people doing it at the con, waking me up in the middle of the night as they're building a sword. No,
there you go.
Woodwork.
Oh, woodwork?
Yes. Drills and hammers. 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's awesome that people are doing that. I think that shows the dedication and just madness of cosplay. But yeah, I don't know. You tell people if you want to tell people. The in thing, as you say, is getting that image showing Thursday morning, or Thursday day, Thursday evening, Friday, and so on and so on and so on. That is the in thing.
And how late should people leave it before they actually start on them?
As late as possible. Absolutely. The thing is, I remember when I did my last one, I was working to the bone, like to the end of the pendulum was swinging, put it that way. And my dad said, when you do it next time, plan ahead. Know who you're going to do. But it's not that simple. It's never as simple as saying, right, next summer con, I'm going to do blah, blah, blah from such and such. Nah, I would say, weirdly, the later the better is more fun. Because if you start early, you might change your mind.
Or you might put on weight.
You might put on weight. You might, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it depends how elaborate the costume is, because if something doesn't work, you're up shit creek. If you plan on doing something and you just take for granted that you're able to do that, and then you realise, actually, that's not possible in the terms of physics. That fabric will not hold together on nothing.
Then you break out the gaffer tape.
Yeah, yeah, or hot glue. Hot glue is your friend.
I was going to say, that was always my cosplay thing, was I'm wearing this only once, so therefore it does not need to hold together longer than, say, 4 hours.
True, that's true. Did you ever get any photo shoots?
No, people weren't doing photo shoots then.
People must have asked for a few pictures, surely. Was that even a time before people had, you know, cameras?
And yeah, that's silly, they get out the chalk and the slate and
you know what I mean.
Do a cave painting.
Yeah, I did a photo shoot. In fact, I've done a photo shoot for two of my ones that I've done over the years, which isn't many. And it's weird. It's weird because it's like all of a sudden it's like, shit, how does this character even stand? So always, if you care enough to have a photo shoot, plan your poses first. plan your poses first. That's a good bit of cosplay advice that people think it'll just come to them on the day. And then on the day, the photographer's like, I've never seen this series, so I don't even know how to guide you to do anything.
You tell him to fuck off, stop taking photos of us.
No, it's a proper photo shoot, though. So, yeah, plan a pose. Even if it's just one, and then you just tweak it ever so slightly. You'll tilt your head down or tilt it back or... Yeah. It's all part of the fun. I'm getting excited for KitaCon just talking about this. And
hey, this is an all-purpose convention comedy. It's not just
KitaCon. It is. I mean, cons in general, I think, are great, obviously, but Expo's left a bitter taste in my mouth, so it's very refreshing to talk of cons in a positive light like this.
Okay, how about budgeting for your convention experience? How much money do you plan to take and spend when you're at anime cons?
Well, there was that Minami con where I'm sure I asked you, and I always rekindle this tale to a few people, because I know you did your food science things, and I asked how good are flapjacks at sustaining the human body, and you said, oh, they're very good.
I'm not sure I put it like that. But
perhaps not like that. But, so I had, for the last two nights of Minami con, I had a box of flapjacks from Tesco or whatever it was. So I lived on flapjacks one con. Not because I bought loads of stuff in the dealer's room.
I think I probably would have said cereal bars, not necessarily flapjacks, but...
It was something... I'm sure it was a flapjack. Because cereal bars weren't a thing in 2007.
They were.
Nah, different times.
For ages. I remember grabbing them in 1999 in a hurry on the way to work.
Well, I didn't. But you told me flapjacks would be fine.
Well,
as long as I stayed hydrated, I believe. That might have been your...
Possibly. Or it was somebody who looked like... Somebody pretending to be me saying that.
Possibly, yeah. But no, for spending money, it depends. Some people go ape. I remember somebody will not be named. He's not really in our friendship group. He said he had £1,000 for the con. £1,000. This was after travel was paid, after all the necessities were paid for. He had £1,000 to do whatever he wanted with at that con. I think I would have trouble spending £1,000 at a con.
Yes. In fact,
because my common sense would kick in.
I know. I exactly this problem this year at UK Gaming Expo. I budgeted myself £200 to spend on board games, but I got to about £220 spent. I was like, I don't really need to buy any more board games today. It's like, just because I budgeted for it, I don't need to spend it.
Nah, yeah, yeah. I think that's a key point. Just because you've got it, you don't got to spend it. If you go to a con with a budget, and if you come back with money, all the better.
If you come back with more money than you went with, double good.
Yes.
One year I managed it.
Crazy.
I think IA 2003. I think it was the last chance to get rid of offload VHS tapes. And bring them by store. And so my entire anime collection of VHS tapes came with me. And most of it stayed left with somebody else, not with me.
Some idiot currently trying to sell VHS on eBay.
Well, no, the big thing was that I bought an Azumanga Daioh plushie and then sold it for about four times what I paid for it.
Monster.
I know. Monster. Can't get away with that anymore. Internet's ruined it for everybody.
With all that said, you could easily go to a con on very little money.
Oh, easily. Yeah. I've spent barely anything at some cons before.
Yeah. As long as you've got enough money for your dinner each day or
enough space in your suitcase for your dinner and lunch each day.
Well, there you go. I've seen people have like a room, like obviously a hotel room, and they've just had a stack of like super noodles, pot noodles and stuff like that, and that's what they've lived on all weekend.
Yeah.
So easily done, but just don't go in the dealer's room unless you've got a strong will, that's all. Because at the end of the day, all the event's free. You've already got your ticket. Your entertainment's covered. Yeah, it's quite easy.
So
very easy, in fact.
Yeah. It's dangerously close to being sensible advice.
I know, we need to put a spin on this.
Sounded like adults here.
Or you could do what I did that year and went in the dealer's room after having too much to drink and spent a fortune on shitty DVD. Well, not shitty. It was Robotech and some other stuff. And Yeah, I was coerced by the people behind the table. Is that any good? Yeah, that's good. You'd like that. Oh, I'll get that then. I think it was only about £120 or £140, but back then when I wasn't working, it's too much money to be spent on stuff you don't need. But yeah.
Okay.
You do it on very little. On
to a topic which has come up many times. People are discussing going into conventions. What should you pack for a convention? Now, first of all, let's say that there has been time when I packed nothing for a convention.
This must be for a one-day con, surely.
No, it was for a weekend.
Oh, but you've lived close enough to justify.
No, it was Leicester while I was living here. When I got to Leicester, I bought clothes. I bought toiletries.
Wow.
Because my washing machine was broken, so I didn't have any clean clothes. And so...
That's crazy.
At that point, I was like, yeah, okay. I'll bring me stuff for my panels, but that's pretty much it.
I mean, it's not a bad way to do it, really. But I'm on the complete other side now. I will plan my outfits for the day. Or at least I want to have a good outfit for every evening. So I'll be going shopping in advance for the next con so I can get some new clothes for the con planned. So, I mean, it's kind of similar in ways, but you were content just doing it on the weekend. Oh, madness.
But, well, there are clothes shops in Leicester.
Oh, I know, but you couldn't just do it on the weekend. I need planning and preparation. I'm not even like a big fashionable person, but I like to look presentable at a con weekend. It's the one event, or one of the events in a year, I think. I see these people once every blue moon. I might as well be smart and tidy.
People are going to be taking photos of me. I better look my best.
Yeah, who knows? That's going to be on Facebook the next week. And
well, in your case, Andy, I'm going to be taking videos of myself. I better look my best.
Well, there we go. See, that's what it's boiled down to. Got to look good in the video. But what would you pack, though?
Well, here we go. Some things I pack nowadays. I always pack earplugs.
That's good.
I pack an eye mask.
I need to buy a new one of them, actually, because I've lost mine. I don't know where. Please, you've reminded me.
Paracetamol, ibuprofen. Your regular standard painkillers, because you never know when you're going to fall out of the door of your hotel.
Yeah.
I've got a first aid kit now in the back of the car for that Icon 2011 or 2013.
Is that when you grazed your knee?
Yeah, grazing was half of it. I should have really perhaps gone to the casualty department.
Well, it was piss and blood, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah,
you weren't, but it was.
It was, yes.
Yeah, don't get that confused.
I was standing in the queue waiting to pick up my registration, thinking, am I going to faint? I didn't.
Oh, God.
So I've got a first aid kit now in the back of the car. I've got gaffer tape in the back of the car. These aren't necessarily for convention purposes, though. These are just having a car purposes.
Yeah.
Always handy things. If a thing falls off the car, I've now got gaffer tape. I can stick it back on, at least to get myself home. So those are the initial thing. Chargers. You've got to bring your chargers, Anthony. You've got to bring your chargers.
Why?
You got to bring your portable charger so you can charge that.
True.
Why need that?
Registration papers.
Registration paper. Well, my face is my.
Show off. You still need to show a picture, something for the room.
That is true. Yes. Do you for the room?
Actually, no. Last time they just asked me name.
Yes, that's like, you.
Yes.
You've already paid for it. So,
yeah, they don't care.
In you go.
Don't forget booze, Brian.
I don't bring booze. Don't bring booze to convention. I might bring bottled water to convention, though, which is my equivalent of booze.
No, I do agree. Stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. But you've got to have the booze.
How much of your budget is booze budget?
Oh, depends on the year, because I go through a stage where I'll either spend more on booze than I did the previous year or not. But I mean, sometimes I'll be more inclined to want to buy something in the dealer's room. I'm going to say it's a big portion.
Is it bigger when it's a hotel con rather than a university con? Are you more inclined to buy the booze there at university than you are at, say,
a concert? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I quite, at a university con, it's obviously much, much cheaper, and that just in itself makes me spend more, which isn't a good thing, but I definitely spend more when it's cheaper. Whereas when it's more expensive, I'm a bit more, maybe I'll be a bit easier on the old booze.
Now, are you one of these people who packs a flask?
I have done in the past, and I don't always use it because it's fine at the time. I don't know. I always plan ahead. I think, right, I'm going to have the flask full up just in case. And then I just end up buying the alcohol behind the booze, behind the bar. But I don't drink as much as I used to. Nowhere near. So I'm a lot more mature, but you still got to bring it just in case. Like, there's times I've seen Greg and Shippo's room, and they've been like me. They've had a big plan of all this drinking, and then it hits the Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, and they realise they've got like 75% of this alcohol left to drink. And it doesn't get drunk, and it gets left in the room because they can't be bothered to pack it on the Monday morning. Oh, man.
And then the bar gets to restock for free.
Basically.
Well, they probably don't. The cleaners probably get to restock their
absolutely. Cabinets. I would hope. Fair play to them. Fair play. Energy drinks?
Energy drinks. You've got to bring your vape, your magic potions to stick in your vape pen.
Barocca. That is a very important one. Because if you wake up on the morning, not even if you're feeling hungover, but if you're feeling tired, that Barocca will give you a little bit of a boost. A new one, actually, I'll be bringing this year. I plan on bringing a litre for every day, and that is coconut water. Because it's very, very hydrating. And I had it after a party once, the next day. It was after Expo, and I swear, my hangover disappeared. Not minutes, but 20 minutes it was gone. Felt great. Placebo effect, I don't know. But either way, it did the job.
What else have I brought before? I took a bottle of Febreze with me, particularly if you're staying in student accommodation. That's always a good idea, just in case.
Spare loo roll.
And it's never gone that far, but you might be onto something.
Just in case. Maybe that's another thing. You're sharing a room with a lot of people.
Yeah, you see, that's not happened for 12 years now, so.
No. But if you are, you might be rushing back and forth. Somebody has a dodgy curry or dodgy takeaway. Get to use very quick when it's shared between four people.
Or a dodgy wasabi pea. talking from personal experience, yes. Oh,
a single pea was...
A single off. Pea was what set me off once, yes. Ivan. I think that's the only wasabi pea I've ever had in my life, because...
I think they're bloody lovely as well.
Well, Ivan thought they were bloody lovely. He was convincing everybody to try one, and I had one, and then...
So it was less of a dodgy batch and more just body couldn't...
My body just did not like wasabi peas, though. It was like...
Oh, they're lovely.
Yeah.
Honestly. I've gone through you can get these big, kilogram jars of them on Amazon, and I went through one of them in no time.
Yeah, so remember to bring your packy wasabi peas, if appropriate.
Yeah.
Other snacks, which have your Pringles, good snack to bring.
Why?
Jaffa cake.
Fruit. Sounds rubbish, boring, but fruit.
I don't know if you pack fruit, I might buy fruit.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily advise.
Because you don't want your banana to get bruised on the way up.
No.
Nothing worse than a bruised banana at a convention.
Oh, that's true. Shower gels and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, you got to bring your
rubbish,
toiletries, run through your toiletries, electric toothbrush.
Oh, no, I'm a manual guy.
Electric air flosser.
No. Do you floss? Oh, you do. You've mentioned this before. You're a big flosser.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Anthony, you've got to floss. Start flossing now.
It's expensive, isn't it?
It is. That's why I got an electric air flosser, which is... really expensive.
It flosses with air.
No, it blows air, but you fill it with either water or mouthwash.
Oh, let's have a quick look. 70 quid?
Yeah. I'm
not
worth
a hope in hell.
I'm worth it, Anthony. My teeth are worth it.
I mean, you only have one set of teeth. I agree with that.
You'll eventually get new non-real ones, but yes.
Yeah, yeah. But they're expensive. Bloody hell, an air flosser. Can you clean anything else with them?
You grout in the... the grout.
Is it that powerful, is it?
No, I'm joking, mate.
Because I've always fancied getting me ears syringed.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it like that. I've had my ears syringed once. It is satisfying.
How does it feel? Oh, that's what I want to hear. Oh, I might have to get me mum an air flosser. Can you use them between people? Or is that not advised?
Yeah, you just swap the heads off. You just have to buy everyone a separate head.
Oh, well, I might be convinced. Nice little Christmas gift for your mum.
Yeah, so then, obviously, toothpaste, that's often thing I forget to bring.
Towel. Some people like their own towel.
Yeah, I've never...
Sometimes, if you're in a shit room, you've got to bring your own towel.
That's true, yes, but I try not to... Going back to the booking of the transportation, my first thing is don't be in a shit room.
Yeah. Sleeping bag.
Why would you need a sleeping bag?
If you're in a room and... Because there's times I've been in a single room sharing with one other person and we take turns in the bed each evening, swap over. You know, you need a sleeping bag for that night. You're on the floor. And if the other person forgets and you both think, the other person will bring a sleeping bag, you're on a cold, hard floor. Nobody wants that.
If I'm ever in a situation where a sleeping bag... has been introduced to the conversation. Yes, that's
just introducing the conversation. Yes. If anybody mentions the sleeping bag,
out. I'm out. It's not for me.
Let's think.
They're for children.
Hey, gels.
They're for children. Yeah, no. Sleeping bags are for children. That's the only time they're acceptable because you find them exciting when you're a child. After that, it's way of barbarians. Shower gels.
I would love for somebody to bring a tent. You know, just tent.
Oh, yeah, I'm reading about UK Games Expo. People do stay at a campsite near the NEC.
Oh, see, that's boring. I'm talking like the grass outside of Iacon. I want to see somebody tent up for the night.
I'm sure security might have something to say about that.
Would they know, though? If it's a camouflage tent. And if you get that down,
dig yourself
first
a pit,
thing in the morning,
put down the tarpaulin, cover it in leaves.
Never know.
Be lovely and warm.
I'm sure somebody's done a tent. I don't want to mention their name. In fact, I will, because it doesn't matter. He's Dan. He wore his Kenshin cosplay the full weekend as well.
Dirty fucker. Right.
In a hygienic manner, I believe. If that's possible. I'm trying to help him out here. He wore it every day. It was over a t-shirt and stuff, so it wasn't too bad. I don't think. I shouldn't have said his name. I think he would know, if he listens, he would know it's him, because I don't know many others who wore the full thing for the full weekend. So I'm sure he did a tent one, yeah. Sure he did.
Just cosplay as a tent, and then you sort it. If I ask you to move along, I'm not camping, it's my cosplay. I'm cosplaying a tent. Anything else we need to pack? Because you've got to remember your laptop if you're in a panel.
Yeah. Another bag. I may sound silly, but if you're planning on buying a lot in the dealer's room, you may want a second case.
I'll tell you what makes a good bag, which is much better, cheaper than a case, those 40p IKEA bags.
Oh, you don't want to be... They're heavy. Like, I know it's heavy as a case, but you can't be leaving them around.
They fold up really small.
Fine. But if you get on a train with four of them, with all your stuff, where are you going to leave them?
Wherever you like. You've got four of them. What?
Somebody would be eyeing up what's in them, whereas a case is concealed.
I'm not sure what... The 40p ones are really big.
You're talking the big blue ones, aren't you?
The big blue ones, yes.
Oh, I'm thinking you mean one of those, like a Tesco bag made of fabric.
No, the big IKEA ones, yes.
Oh, if you're driving.
Yes.
Oh, they are fantastic. They're not 40 pence, though.
They're about 40 pence.
There's a set of three here, £7.48 That's on eBay.
Yeah, that's on eBay. That's people buying them from IKEA and sticking them on eBay.
Oh, for abroad, because you don't... 40 pence, I apologize. Yeah, bloody hell, I might get one for... Because I'm in a car going down. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, get an IKEA bag. Forget the case. Thing is, you don't want your dirty washing on the Monday morning going back from the con. You don't want your dirty britches on the top.
Well, if you're in a car, it's fine.
Yeah, if you're in a car, you don't care. But if you're on a public transport, yeah, that's good. That's a good idea, though. That's especially for cosplay stuff. You can chuck all sorts in there.
Yeah, you can shove a small cosplayer in there as well,
or a medium size because they're quite big bags.
They are. I wouldn't say they're big enough to get a medium sized cosplayer in there.
Mm-mm. That's for a test. That's a panel at a con.
How many cosplayers can you get in an IKEA bag? Maybe that'll be around in our live Dynamite in the brain.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, you've got to pack your board games for when you play board games in the board game room.
Definitely. Your arcade stick, if you're going to play Street Fighter.
Yeah, even if you're not playing Street Fighter, bring an arcade stick just in case. Someone might need an arcade stick and they've forgotten theirs. And you can say, hang on, guys, got it sorted. Arcade stick, bang.
Magic the Gathering decks.
That's true. Yu-Gi-Oh decks, got to remember them.
Mahjong, all your Mahjong tiles.
Yeah, your Shogi, your Go, got to pack all those in.
I've never seen it. Imagine. I don't think I've ever... Does a con have them?
You think they ought to.
It'd be a good idea.
Yeah. Because they do have some games there, but yeah, I don't think I've ever seen anyone playing Go. Even in the heights of Hikaru no Go. I can't remember. But it's a two-player game. You wouldn't necessarily have to do it in public. You could sneak into a room and do it.
That embarrassed.
Go on Craigslist. Looking for someone to play Go with at Kidacon. Which is more savoury than the actual thing I found on Craigslist about Kidacon.
What, for Kidacon?
Yes.
No, that's got to be... If it's a kite in the vein I'm thinking of, it's got to be fake.
Well...
Just tell us where it is. Just tell us.
We might get on to it later, though. Maybe something else we could talk about later on. Does that have anything to do with packing, anyway?
Okay.
Anything else you might want to pack? Clem, I'm looking around the room now.
Maybe the mug.
Oh, you got to take your suntan lotion if it's during the summer.
To be fair, that is, I learnt the hard way at Expo, and I was very ill off the sun.
Yeah.
So that's a good one.
Cap, sunglasses as well with the sun. Keep in the shade. Yeah, bum bag, that'd be great. Zubas, the full 80s wrestler look.
I'm pleased you said suntan lotion because I'm actually going to try and remember to bring some to Kitacon.
Yeah, I bought two higher factor this time. It's for, like, small babies, and I can't get my skin to absorb it. I mean, it's protected me great, but I just go out looking like a ghost.
I mean, that's good. Like, in the sense you are going to be... No tan allowed for you.
That is correct.
Nothing for you.
Oh, yeah, you got to take your bring-and-buy stuff. Got to remember that. Don't leave it at home.
Oh, your Justin Bieber poster. The reason I say that is because there is some truth there. Last con, me and Snap went to a game store and were laughing at the posters, and I said, oh, I'm going to bring a Justin Bieber poster. I'm going to stick it on the hotel door. I forgot to take it with me. So it's still rolled up, and I'm going to bring it to Kitacon. I'm going to stick it on my hotel door.
On the outside or the inside?
Oh, the outside.
Okay, right. So, but then you won't get the benefit.
That's true. We have to bring two.
One on the outside, on the inside,
yeah. Or maybe I can stick it on someone else's door and see if it does the rounds. Because I'll happily let people graffiti on it.
I just slide it under somebody's door.
Does it? I remember when somebody did that, not the sliding under the door, but somebody had a poster on their door and a pen on a piece of string. And yeah. Then let people graffiti, and then, I'm going to do that. I'm going to attach a pen, see how long it lasts, and a little note in, draw what you want.
It won't last long if I see it.
Yeah?
Tear it off and throw it in the bin.
Oh, God. You're one of the people who nicks the bank pens, aren't you? Goes into the bank and gets a fistful of pens.
I don't go in the bank. Who just goes in the bank? Online banking man. No, I get my pencils from Argos. Right. you got to remember your glow sticks. Got to get your glow sticks. You don't want to be buying glow sticks, people. or do the alternative and bring loads and loads of glow sticks and then be one of those people who tries to sell glow sticks to people.
Do people actually do that?
Yes. Well, I have done it in the past. I don't know if how recently, but...
I couldn't give a shit about glow sticks.
No, I am the same, but people obviously do like glow sticks.
You see people covered from head to toe in, like, chains of glow sticks joined together. Nah. I might have one in my hand, just to let people know where I am.
Oh, I'll tell you the other thing you've got to remember. You've got to remember to bring every other con badge you've ever had with you, so that everybody knows how many cons you've been to.
And also an old con bag.
Yes. So and also old con t-shirts.
The one you get given. Old con t-shirts, yep. In fact, old t-shirts in general, that Azumanga Daioh t-shirt you got in the early 2000s, it's too small for you. Put it on. Wear it.
It's the only chance.
Make sure your belly sticks out the bottom.
Only chance you're going to get to wear it.
Yep.
What else? Anything else? Oh, you got to bring your USB drives, your external hard drives full of all the stuff you're going to illegally trade with people.
I was going to say trading.
Trading them files.
Do people do that?
We've done it.
Oh, that was fair. Well, yeah, we did. I gave you my hard drive and it went away for the afternoon and returned full of stuff. I was going to say full of smut, but I'd be lying.
Yeah. It was the stuff we were going to do podcasts on, and most of it I don't think we have.
No. I've still got that drive. It's still there. And the discs that you gave.
I've got to remember to bring all the things you took those charges for. You like your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Your tablet.
ID.
Your DS. Oh, we talked about ID. You got to have your ID.
Did we?
Yes. Yeah. I think we've covered most things.
Yeah. If you forget something, you're not going to die.
No, there's normally a Tesco's nearby.
Mm.
So, now you've packed. How are you going to get to this con with all this stuff you've packed? Now, my preference is to take the old automobile. It's the best way to go.
Without a doubt. The problem is, as somebody who likes to drink, on that Sunday evening, when time's getting on, you think, I just want to go to bed because tomorrow morning and I'm going to feel like shit. Not because of tonight, but because of the weekend took its toll and I've got to drive back. If I could drive down and get a train back to my door and drop me off in my bed, that'd be ideal.
No, I say, if the drive is longer than 2.5 hours, I'm probably going to take the train instead.
Oh, really? See, every con I've drove to has been longer than 2.5 hours.
Yes, because
going down is fine, but it's coming back on that. As I say, on that Monday morning, when you don't want to sit around because you just want to get home as quickly as you can, because the last place you want to be is at a con on a Monday. People dragging their feet, moping around, terrible atmosphere.
But also, what you don't want, Anthony, is being stuck 200 miles from home, broken down on the M40, which is after a con.
That happened to you?
That happened to me, yes.
Oh, God. I'd cry. I'd go to sleep in the car.
I cried at the price of being picked up off the M40 and cried at the price of it car being fixed. But
how much did it cost for the...
I can't remember. It's quite a while ago now, so it probably doesn't seem... It's probably less than what I just paid for my MOT and service this week, but...
So now you're a member of the AA.
I was a member of an AA after that. The most annoying thing was I'd just come out of an area which was saying free retrievals if you broke down.
Oh.
It's like immediately getting out that and then the alternator packed in.
You should have waved a few people over and got them to push you back in that up, area.
Yes. Yeah. That's the only time I've ever had that, but that's coloured my view of taking long drives ever since, even though I drive a much nicer car, a much more reliable car.
Oh, don't touch wood.
Well, I was just told by my garage that these cars age really well and yours has aged better than most. So,
that's good.
In part, that's because I only drive it 6,000 miles a year. So,
Mind you, the good thing about getting a train is on that morning you leave, you get to see other people and you think, I wonder if they're going to the con.
Yes, I hope they're not.
And it's always good. I mean, when I first started going to cons, I found I was travelling on my own a lot coming from the north, which was fine. I'm not going to complain. But now that there's more people in the north who lives closer by, it's always a more of a group outing, which is fun. But I'd probably rather that group outing in a car. So yeah, car wins. But it's not the end of the world if you've got to take a train or a plane or a boat. People have got boats. True. I've got friends in Ireland.
Yes,
and they would get a boat.
That is true, yes.
And that's madness.
Yes. Because I personally was on our podcast just last.
Did Niall get a boat over?
No, once? Grace.
Oh, Grace. Oh. Oh, right.
Come on, that was Grace we just did that podcast with, Anthony. Grace, you've got to tell these Irish accents apart.
I've never seen Grace at a con, you see.
Okay, so just think she looks like Niall.
Yes.
Gotcha.
That's where it is.
Yeah, there was some sort of passport palaver she had once, so she went. I think it was the very last con that she went to. It may have been the straw that broke the camel.
Yeah, Jesus. Because it takes a long time.
Yeah, because you've got to go across into Wales and then all the way from Wales to Southampton. And yeah, I can't imagine that would have been much fun.
No, not fun at all.
Thankfully, I've never had any nightmares going. Well, there's one con where I didn't get there because I was feeling ill, barely halfway down the road. And I was like, yeah, I should not be driving. I feel too dizzy and missed the entire con. That was Amicon 2006.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
So there you go. Not 2006, 2004. I was at 2006.
Ah. I was going to say.
2006 I was definitely out, and that was the point at which I was almost like, I'm just quitting coming to cons, but unless I start doing events, because none of the events happening at this con I'm interested in. So if no one else is going to do them, I'm going to have to do them. Right, so yes, you're travelling down. How early should you arrive at the con? Previous week?
Oh.
Previous day?
Definitely the day before the con.
You see, I've started doing... You've talked me into this the day before the con situation.
Just getting there. It's so good.
It is, but at the same time, I do kind of miss the leaving work, going straight to a con.
Oh, I can't think of anything worse. I need that day off.
But maybe I'm not missing that. Maybe I'm just missing being the age I was when I was able to do, had the energy to do that.
The bad thing about going a day early is that there's a certain, and this is going to sound super daft, but I remember going to a con on a Friday. The day it started, I would arrive around registration time, and you get that magic of stepping out the car or getting the taxi, whatever else, there and seeing everybody in cosplay. You get that con feeling, you know you're at the con. Whereas if you arrive early, I think it's changed in recent years because more and more people are arriving early, but when I first started going early, there'd be like a small handful of people, so you don't get that con hype. Whereas now more and more people are going on a Thursday, it's probably becoming the Friday. Because now you can reg early as well. You get, there's a lot of pre-reg.
Okay.
So there's no reason to go on the Friday now. You get an extra day, an extra bang for your buck.
Well, you could still go on Friday, because then there's less people in the registration queue on the Friday now if everyone's pre-regging on the Thursday.
Yeah, that is a damn good point as well.
I would
always advise going early, though.
Because my thing was always turning up relatively late on a Friday and then just strolling in, registering when there's no queues left.
Oh, I always feel like I'm going to miss something. The one year I was doing training at a new job and I had to leave on the Sunday afternoon. That was awful. Like midday, saying to everyone, right, I'm off. Oh, you're leaving? Yep.
Whereas I always used to be like, I'm bored now. Bye.
I wanted to live. Like, there's cons over the years, I've just wanted to stretch out as long as possible.
See, I don't think there's ever been one like that for me. Eventually, it wears out its welcome.
I mean, there's times I've been having a great weekend and it's hit a certain point during the day and I think, oh, I'm sick of being around everyone.
Yes.
I need 10 minutes of peace and quiet in my own bedroom or my own safe zone.
Hotel cons are the worst for that, I feel.
Because
it's more people in a smaller area. Mm-hmm. And... Yeah, you just begin to get sick of people's voices.
But I never like leaving a con. I don't know if we're going to get to this later on, but I would never like leaving a con to go and get food. I will always, if I can, I will stay at the con the full weekend.
Yeah, see, I like to leave a con. With the possible exception of the ones held at Warwick Art Centre.
That's a great place.
And because it's big enough and there's varied places you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that's a good point.
You can buy your own food there as well. Yeah. It's got an on-site mini supermarket. Whereas, say, I'm in Nami, I like to get out of that Novotel and walk into town.
Just... See, I like being in that bubble. I like the con bubble.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, see, that's the point. Last time I went to Minami, I was invited, but I realised I'm only really here for the thing I've been invited to do. I don't really want to be in this convention anymore. So I went and watched Grand Budapest Hotel. That was the most fun I had. That weekend. It's a very good film.
Maybe we go to cons for very different reasons.
Quite possibly so.
Like, I'm not even just saying I wanted to party, I want to go and party, but I know there's... Since I remember, I've always gone to cons. Well, I mean, that's not to say I don't remember being pre-16. Well, I don't have this blip. But no, I don't know, the idea of missing cons for a year... It makes me feel sick.
Yes,
I've had this discussion with people before, and they've been like, I know exactly what you mean. And then other people have been like, oh, nah, I think it'd be great to not go again and then just focus on, like, a holiday. And I'm like, nah.
Yeah, I don't think I went in 2004 to any cons. In part because I think the only one was Minami that year.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure I didn't go to that. Again, this is the part of the problem is... Those early Minamis, I'm not sure which ones I went to anymore. 99
so many.
Is the only one I know I definitely went to between 97 and 2005.
God, that's crazy. 99, I was just going into secondary school then. Let that sink in. That's crazy. But I'm envious. I would have loved to have gone through the golden age of cons. In fact, I did. Icon of 5.
I was going to say, I think you're in the golden age of cons, Anthony. That was the Stone Age of cons.
Thing is, though, I do feel old now with cons, and I don't like that feeling. Do my utmost.
Cons generally, or just at Expo? You're old at Expo. I think you're around
mid-tier.
Average age at Kitacon and Amicon.
Oh, maybe I don't feel old. Maybe I feel I miss being young at these events.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't get wrong, I still get excited. I still get really excited when I arrive and I have that kind of blowout of excitement. And I do. Like, I'm 29 years old and it's the thing I get excited for the most, probably, which is weird. Maybe I'm just super sad.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we're revealing right
that
now.
Is what we're...
That's what this podcast's about.
See, I got excited about going to UK Games Expo this year. But then again, I've only been to that twice now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going with more friends driving down this time, knowing that I still haven't managed to stay the entire weekend there. I suspect if I stayed the entire weekend there, I would be as excited about that as you are about these anime cons. The problem with that is, though, the logistics of staying the entire weekend there, because it's so popular, has become incredibly difficult. I've come along...
What's so good about these
UK Games Expo, it's board games and card games and role-playing games for 3 days solid with around, like, 12,000 people there on the main day on Saturday. Maybe 13,000, I think they said this year. But it was much better organised this year in terms of layout, so it didn't feel like you were stuck in the middle of 13,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I mean, admittedly, I do enjoy playing board games. I could sync with the right group of people. I just think time can fly.
Yeah, I think the other thing is they did a really good job of making me excited. The event did, yes, because it's like in the month up to when it started, you were getting an email every single day, a new email.
That sounds
annoying. This is a thing happening. This is
okay.
It was like an event per email. Here's something what this company is going to be doing at the con. This is what this company is going to be doing at the con. Whereas you compare that to some anime cons, you get no emails from them. at all apart from your registration one. So he's like, I've paid for it. If I'm not on social media, if I don't visit their website, I would have no idea what's happening.
Yeah. Thing is, I think in a weird way, I always think it's the same. I'd love to know the ratio of people who've never been to the con before versus the people who have are returning people. Because I think the returning people who kind of don't really care what happens initially, they will sign up, register, and go regardless.
That's true.
I'd love to see those figures.
I mean, it's definitely shifted at Minami. Because there's, well, last time I went, there wasn't that many faces I recognised.
Right, right.
So I think you have some erosion. That's the thing which has been around the longest. And I suspect we'll see some erosion this time as well. But again, we've seen some
faces. You think? How come?
Well, we know some people who aren't going at Kitacon.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
Who we?
It's always a shame. It's always such a shame. Yeah.
But we'll see. And we'll see. We shall see, we'll see. Yeah, so,
arrive as early as possible and leave as early as you can on Monday morning.
How early have you... Is a day early as far as you've been willing to go?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, admittedly, if... I don't know, say... Because a lot of people I know live in Leicester. Say if somebody said, oh, come down to Leicester for the Wednesday... I don't know why I could justify this, but I'm just thinking of the only time I'm going to like leave early. So I would go down to theirs on a Wednesday and then travel with them on the Thursday morning. That's as early as I would get in terms of leaving home. But in terms of getting to the con, Thursday.
Now, how early on the Thursday would you get there?
Early as possible. Like, when I say that, I mean in terms of like midday. I want to be there midday.
See, that feels too early. I'd get, if I went midday, I think there'd be nobody else there. I think I would be the first person there. I'd be wandering around going, where is anybody?
It is, they do trickle, like, not trickle in, trickle in. They do trickle in, but you get there, you drop your stuff off, you're ready, you're there. You know, you can let the fun begin.
And by fun, you mean drinking alcohol.
Always, but most of the, just chilling out, seeing people again, and thinking, "Oh God, here he is, here she is."
There's a lot of people doing all their drinking on the Thursday.
Oh, I've done it before. I've had that Thursday blowout where it's you're so excited to see people again. It's just like I'm going to drink so much right now, and tomorrow doesn't matter. And then tomorrow comes, it's like right Friday, I'm not drinking. And you're tired all Friday, then you don't get enough sleep Saturday, and it has a knock-on effect. It has a domino effect.
Now, I did put this on this. How much sleep do you try and get each night?
I don't... it depends. If I'm doing something the day after, I try to sleep. I don't know. I'll see what happens. By that, I mean... I'm usually really soft, and it'll hit maybe 1 o'clock, and I'll feel the tiniest bit tired, and I'm like, right, I'm going to bed. And then Leon, for example, will rock up into the room at 3:30 in the morning, and I'm envious that I've missed what he's experienced, but at the same time, I'm like super cozy in bed, and then I feel like I've had no sleep. Like I look at the clock and think, shit, it's been 3 hours yet. I feel like I've been here minutes.
You said I was trying to get at least 4 hours. A night.
God, that's not as much as I expected you to say, because I would need way more than 4 hours.
I mean, I get more than 4 hours now. But when it was a case of, like, having the desire to stay up late.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now it gets to the point of, well, these people have got annoying. I'm going to bed. I'm quite good at staying up. But at the same time, often it's like I've got a panel the next day, so...
Yeah, you want to get refreshed.
I want to be refreshed. And also, at some of these cons, Warwick, particularly the ones... This is the one problem with Warwick, is things like, oh, breakfast stops serving after a certain time, and you've paid for your breakfast, and I'm like, well, I'm going to make sure I get my breakfast.
Yeah.
I've paid for the goddamn thing, so I'm going to make sure I have enough sleep so I wake up early enough to eat breakfast.
Though everybody I tend to share with, they go to bed late and sleep in super late. Whereas I can't do that. If I go to bed late, I'm still up early.
Yeah, I'm always up with the sun. So And that's part of the reason why I bring the eye mask, is otherwise I'd be up at 5 o'clock.
Oh, God.
Regardless.
Gosh.
Now, at the moment with my neck, I'm waking up at that time anyway, but...
Nasty. What do you do if... I'll say this con question, but if you wake up on a weekday super early, what do you do? Go and watch something?
A con or in general?
No, in general.
In general, super early. I used to watch stuff. Now I probably just put the radio on and then doze off for a...
Doze off.
Yeah.
Okay, at a con, I don't know if this comes up later. You're bored in the afternoon. What are you going to do? I know you like to go back to your room and watch stuff, but I need the listeners to hear.
I haven't done that for a long time. But,
oh, have you not?
No.
I'm not mocking here. I think it's a good idea to have a break from...
Yeah. Now there's a board game. Board games are more of a thing at... Well, just in culture in general, then, but anime cons in particular. Yeah, I'll go and play some board games.
Yeah. I'll hopefully be in there a lot this year. I think, can I get bored of the games room? I've had my fair share of games rooms over the years, and I feel playing board games is much more sociable.
Yeah, see, I think...
chat and...
I think Icon 2013 hit on something by putting the traditional games in the same room as the video games. Mm-hmm, and that gave the video game room a much better atmosphere.
Yeah.
Than when it was just video games. But no one else has picked up on that. Even though I pointed it out to them in emails.
I wonder why... I don't know whether people complain it's too noisy. Because those board games, people are very noisy. No, yes. But from the video game side, I mean, I've gone into games rooms and the volume's been blasting. You could barely hear yourself think. So maybe just people want to keep it a quieter, maybe. More relaxing.
But yeah, the at Amicon last year, there was much better atmosphere in the board games room than there was in the video games room. The video games room was like a ghost town most of the time.
Yeah, it was good. The games room. For board games. It's much more sociable because you're sat facing people rather than sat staring at a screen. Although you talk while you're playing a game, I don't know, it's just a better atmosphere. Absolutely, I agree.
Yep. My terms for arriving at... this year I'll probably be trying to get there by 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
On the Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I did last time.
No, I know, but for someone who used to be like, I'm coming on the Friday.
Yes.
When I get there.
Yep.
Whenever I get there, I get there. That's like an extra day you gain by... Well, literally it is an extra day.
Yeah. The reason for that is because the events have started to fill up down into the Friday. It used to be that nothing was happening at a con till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Now things are happening early. In part because people are getting there earlier, but also because there's more things going on at UK anime cons now. Right. Tips for registration. You like to pre-register, do you now? Get there early. I hope they do the pre-registration.
Yeah, they will. Don't cut the queues. Just do what they say. I know it can be annoying when some gophers whine in your ear. Keep to the side of the wall. But just do what they say. They're
have a surname which is relatively rare. So.
Yeah. So for the 700 other Smiths that may be there, you might struggle.
Yeah, so you're on top of the list. So no wonder you haven't.
I usually am.
Reasonable.
But then again, you give them your badge number. Not your badge number, your badge name.
Yeah.
That will differentiate.
What's your badge name this year?
I don't know.
If it got
I actually
put
don't
down.
Know. I think it will be Seng 808. Can you see by logging in? I'll quickly log in.
I think you can, yes.
You must be...
I think...
Well, I don't know what you would be, actually.
Well, it's probably either Brack or Brian.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Not that mine's going to be that, but... Yeah, Seng 808, the classic. Hitting them with the collar.
Oh, no, my badge name is Brian Smith. I've decided to be an adult and put my real name on my badge.
Oh, see, aliases. Oh, man, I miss forums. I miss forums. Oh, I just want to go back to times long past of four. Honestly, I'm so nostalgic. I have such nostalgic specs or whatever. Rose tinted spectacles for cons. Seriously. Even like people come away from a con, that wasn't very good. I will always manage to find something worthwhile and redeeming about a con. I always mentally make the most of it.
Yeah, see, I'm running events, and quite often a con can manage to piss me off even before I've got there.
How's KitaCon done for that? Want to be honest?
This year, in terms of getting events sorted, I'm relatively happy. There's stuff I've done, which I'm wondering why I did it, when they've not done anything with that material I gave them.
Mm-hmm.
I've still got this nagging suspicion that I'm an afterthought. That a lot of the people running events are afterthoughts, because if you look on the events page, there's a bunch of events listed. Mine's not on there.
It's pretty close to the con.
It is, and I've sent them similar information to what they've put up there for my events. So quite what the deal is. And also it's like I put tweets up saying come to my event, and so far the KitaCon account has retweeted one of them. It's favourited all the others, but what the fuck use is a favourite? In getting people to come to my...
You want those juicy retweets.
Yeah, a retweet is what I need. So at the moment, I kind of have to rely on my reputation, which...
You're such an elitist.
How's that elitist?
Do you know who I am? That's what he does on registration. He slams his bag on the desk. Come on, give us me badge. I've got events to sort. Sorry, who are you? You know who I am.
I've had the opposite.
Mad extravaganza, ever heard of that?
I've had the opposite once happen to me at IACON. Is I went to the general registration desk and I was told, no, you've got to use that special registration desk over there because you're special.
Oh.
And they didn't do that any other time. But
I've been hurried through the queue one year when I spotted somebody I knew off the committee. I didn't like wave at them to like say get me in. I just give them I said hello, and they're like, come on, we'll get you in. And they just picked my badge straight out and handed me it over with a bag. Didn't have to show any ID or anything. I felt amazing. That's what VIP treatment would be like.
I felt pretty good the three times I've been comped memberships.
Comped?
Yes.
Oh right, like, but your money. Yes, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely felt better those times than the time my reward for running a couple of events was a piece of acrylic with a star cut out of it.
We've had that debate, haven't we?
Didn't even get on the weekend. I had to wait for it to be sent in the post. So anyway, as of I say, KitaCon this year, better than KitaCon last time, not as good as when Scowney was in charge of the events.
Mm. Who's doing events now?
Shenny.
Shenny.
Yep. But no, Scowney was
number
one, because I think he used far too much of his... I think he did too much work.
Yeah, I kind of get that vibe from when I would see him at the con, and he would literally be running on empty.
Yeah.
Just fumes. Like, that's an understatement, really.
Whereas I'd say IACON... particularly when John was in charge of events, was always the easiest to deal with.
Hmm. Maybe he was terrible with people he didn't know.
That is
he
true.
Might give
that
you
is
the sweet treatment.
Entirely possible, yes. I may have just got the sweet treatment. But Minami have invited me once. Hibanacon invited me this year, so. No, so it's four times. So that will be the fourth time I've been the comp three times, one in the future.
I've never bloody been invited.
Well, you should do more stuff. Do you not get invited to do Adventure Bastards?
Nah. No. I mean, if we did, I didn't know about it. Perrin's not really...
If you didn't, Perrin kept it secret.
Yeah, he's been giving out my reg to other people. But no, we're not doing that this year. I think it's just kind of fell off the board a little bit with him starting a job and stuff like that. It's died out a little bit, which is a shame.
Don't worry, we've got Dynamite in the Brain Live to make up for it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not... Yeah.
Do you want to stick a bit of role-playing in there for us to make
I'd prefer not.
Okay, right.
As much as I do enjoy a bit of D&D and that kind of thing, it's a lot of effort.
Righty-ho. Okay, that's registration covered. And yes. Also not registering. Covered. Open ceremonies. What's your feelings on open ceremonies? My feeling on open ceremonies is don't go to them. They're a waste of time.
Oh, Brian! It's weird. Like, in the past, I've been like, I've been sat somewhere comfortable in a decent seat, and I've been bollocks to the ceremony. I'm just going to stay here. Now I regret not going. Why? Not because something amazing happens. Oh, no, not at all. The times I've gone to the opening ceremony, it's like, right, the con is now officially started. And I like that feeling of that con start, that con feeling. It's like you can confirm that, yeah, it's now allowed. Not like you're going to not start the con prior, but it's just written down. It's in stone. The con has begun. It's more symbolic, perhaps, of the beginning. So, yeah, I would say go. It's only an hour.
Hour?
What else are you going to do? They never put anything else on at the same time.
What do they do?
They introduce themselves. I'm just going to turn the light on. They introduce themselves. I remember one year at that Icon 05 where they talked about their favourite shows.
Yeah, I remember that happening at ones I went to.
Which I think is probably a good idea, but I think it's just a different time now. I think people be like, far more like, oh, he's watching
Boo.
That. Yeah.
Saw that online sucks.
So, I don't know. I think it depends what they're doing. Because what's the theme for this year? KitaCon Quest?
Yes, so some sort of fantasy theme, I guess.
See, I think it's Indiana Jones.
Is it?
See, I always thought it was like an adventure, like... See, this is going to be interesting. There's somebody, okay.
Yeah, well, that is true. There's somebody dressed like Indiana Jones. Who gives a fuck about what your fucking theme is?
I mean, I respect them trying it.
But there's no theme!
There's a theme quest!
But what does that mean? The pair of us have got different ideas of what it means. So really,
adventure and because you've not read the small print, adventure and discovery awaits for all our attendees. That could apply to any con, I guess. That's the only thing I can see that justifies that theme. I don't know. I think
it was a website design.
Nah, I respect them trying this stuff.
It feels like effort which could have been put to more use in more practical terms.
Thing is, they probably had a bit of... Like, last year, what was it, the Kitter Carnival?
I didn't go to that one, so...
No, there was a wrestling one, was there? Or have I imagined that?
I don't pay attention...
It was just a carnival one, which was like a clowns and circus theme.
Oh, there was a Back to the Future themed one.
Yeah, that had much less in the way. But then again, I didn't go to the opening ceremony for that, whereas I went to the one at the carnival and it was all music leading up to the ceremony. And
God, that sounds like my nightmare.
Do you not like clowns?
I don't like opening ceremonies.
Fear. What is your irrational fear? Opening ceremonies. No, I say, if you can get you and a group of people to go, you can go and have a laugh. I mean, don't disrupt the flow. Don't be a dick, but go and have a laugh. Yeah, I'm sure there's be something happens where you think, oh my gosh, why am I still going to these things?
Yeah, and then you stop.
There will be. There will be, 100%.
And then you stop going.
No. Well, perhaps if that's going to push you over the edge, don't go.
Well, that's pretty clever. I managed to break their website.
How? What are you doing?
I clicked a link.
On which link?
It didn't go anywhere. It was welcome to the new KitaCon website. You click the link in that title, and it takes you to looks like something went wrong. Error exception.
I don't have. What site were you? I'm on kitacon.org.
Yeah, on the news page.
Ah.
Anyway, which shows you that nobody goes to this
Oh, yeah, error exception.
Yes.
Something did go wrong. Look at the code. I maybe let them know, Gaffrey Reg.
Yeah, so conflicting opinions
there. You say don't go, I say maybe go.
I'm going to put it this way. Go until you hit that thing Anthony just said of, like, if you start questioning why are you going, stop going to them, because that's what I did. It's not like I didn't go to them from the very start. I was like Anthony once. I was all excited, full of wonder.
Bushy tail.
About anime conventions. And then... I can't pinpoint anything exact. I think probably 2003. Maybe there was like a bunch of anime they were showing and they were just coming across really awkward, like these were our favourite anime. And then I don't think I've ever been to one since then.
I blame the internet. I blame the ease of access to anime, making it less magical.
That's true.
For people like Brian.
Oh, I blame there not being somebody... Was it Amicon 2004, where everyone was forced to watch the opening ceremony?
No, surely not.
That's what I heard.
How do you force it?
That's what I heard.
And I've seen it where people, like the gophers, would be like, blah, 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 starting now. Come on, get yourselves over. And trying to kind of rustle up a bit of a crowd, that kind of thing. But... being forced.
It's a good segue to the next bit. Gophers. Have we ever been a gopher? Have you ever been a gopher, Anthony?
I've helped. Not as a listed gopher, but I did receive a gopher badge for doing very little. I wasn't trying to con them out of a badge or anything, but I say I would help out. I've packed some of the bags one year as well. And that was super awkward. I'll tell you why. It was rum. Has Rum been a guest on this show?
No.
Or not? Well, our friend Rum, he was like, oh, we'll go and help out for me. I was like, yeah, that's fine. And this is when we first started doing the podcast. What did he bloody do? Gets his phone out and starts putting the podcast on. Not to try and be funny or, like, mock it or anything. Oh, he was deadly serious.
Was that the year when he was constantly encouraging you to talk while doing the podcast?
Yes, that'll probably be it, yeah. I mean, sometimes you have an off week. You can't bring the A game every week, you know.
Yeah, I think it was right near the start.
But that was funny. But yeah, I've helped out. I've watched the doors on the games room before, which I don't enjoy doing because I don't like saying that people know. Like, I don't like, you know, people... I don't know. I don't enjoy it.
Well, yeah, I've never done it. I've told people to say no plenty of times, but not... I've been paid to do that, not to volunteer to do it.
Yeah, I think it's good that people do it, but there's that age-old debate of they get a bit drunk on the power.
Well, or they don't know what they haven't been told what to do properly. That's the problem. I don't think I've ever encountered a gopher who's drunk on power. I have encountered gophers who are as lost as I am with the electrical equipment in the room where I'm supposed to be running the panel.
I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying, that's for sure. That's human error, I guess.
Anyway, it's not their fault either. It's whoever's told them to go to this room hasn't given them enough information about this room. So it's like, where are the dimmer switches? Where's the light switches? Are they dimmers?
I don't know.
Don't know. How do you turn the volume down on this mixing port? I don't know.
Well, I don't.
No.
Yeah, I've had a few that have been very... like, treat you like children. And I'm going to say that it's been times where it's been unjust.
To be fair, Anthony, for at least a couple of those years, you were a child.
Yeah, I agree. But this has been later on in life. I've seen them treat people like... I mean, sometimes you've got to be a bit of a dick to get shit done.
That's
don't
true.
Get me wrong.
Are you sure they're gophers, though, Anthony? Are you sure they're not convention ghosts? All weird, whiskery old beings you see hanging around conventions wondering why they're there.
That's us.
We're not there yet. We haven't got... We're not wearing fishing jackets covered in pockets.
Oh my gosh, that is so accurate. That is too accurate.
The moment I turn up to a con wearing a fishing jacket, tell me to stop coming to conventions.
Well, our friend Nert does that. He's got good reason, though. His is like a photographer's jacket. So he's like a jacket on with like lenses and SD cards and cables. But yes, fishing jackets. big Indiana Jones style hats with badges on. You've seen them, I take it.
Yeah, these are ghosts. They don't have they're not gophers. They're not attendees. They haunt the conventions.
But respect to them. I love to think that when I'm 50
dead. When you're dead, you'll still be showing up to conventions. I'm pretty sure I already haunt Minami, because as we've established before, John has seen me at Minami's. I wasn't at.
That's the best. Also, do you have an idea of when you're going to stop going?
2 years ago.
Right, that's good. That's encouraging, though. But you've never said like. Right, there's going to be a time, probably when I'm 55, I'm going to feel too old. I'm not going to go anymore.
It's the point at which I literally do feel too old. Not necessarily because there's too many young people. It's literally I physically can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Would you ever run a con?
No.
Or would you ever be part of running a con? Like, to give you that extra bit of... You know, you've said in the past, like, they're not doing.
It would have to be a con. Yeah, I wouldn't come in to fix a con that I think is going well. I'd come in to ruin a con that's already working perfectly well. But no, no, it's never appealed to me.
Because I had a chap Rum at one point mention him again. He was well in the process of organising a con, and it never materialised. And I was keen on helping out. Like as a committee member, but I don't know.
Yeah, see, my dad was on loads of committees, and I saw how miserable it always made him and how much pain in the neck it was for him, which has put me off being on committees.
I mean, people put a lot of weight on a con. If a con is shit, you will bloody know about it.
Yeah, people will tell you. I'll send them an email.
Well, there you go. Or we'll talk about it on the podcast.
Yes.
A lot of pressure. But justifiably so. You're paying for a product at the end of the day.
Yeah, and it's not quite not often... I'm trying to think of the last shit con I went to, which would be Amicon 2010, I think. But even that's not the worst one I've been to.
Yeah. But it's never too... I mean, even cons I've been disappointed with, it's been an outside force sometimes where I've been in a bad mood or just... There's not been enough people there or like on friends. Yeah,
it's always been, for me, it's always little things which I think could have been done better or lack of communication. Because once I started running stuff, my problem with Amicon was always the people running the events would suddenly quit partway through the year.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so it'd suddenly be dumped in somebody else's lap. That sort of thing, and sort of, I've never had any technical difficulties, really. Closest was last KitsCon I went to 2 years ago, where really I had struggled with that soundboard for Madstravaganza.
Yeah.
And there was too many wires on the back of the stage that I could have tripped and fallen off and brained myself. Wish they got an email about that. But I always say the good thing, which happened as well. But, I've never had the inclination to... Or been asked. No one's even asked me. And they've sent me emails saying, how can we improve?
Yeah, but never asked to...
No. I don't think I'd want to, necessarily, because I wouldn't have the time. I wouldn't want to be in... If I'm doing a Skype meeting, it's going to be for the podcast. It's not going to be for a organising convention.
At the end of the day, I enjoy going too much.
Yes.
Why strip myself of being an attendee?
Yeah, and I like running events, but that's as far as my organisation. Yeah. I'm happy to be responsible for the bit of the convention I'm doing. I don't necessarily want to be responsible for all the other bits. Righty-ho. Now... How to hold a conversation.
Who are we talking about here?
Anybody. To a rando.
A rando.
Let's give people some hints. My top tip is to listen to a conversation between two idiots until the point at which you cannot bear to let their idiocy go unquestioned.
Then step in.
And then step in.
Or avoid those conversations. Stay clear.
But sometimes you're in a queue, Anthony, and you can't avoid them. That's where it comes in. It's like, I'm going to have to be stuck here for another half hour listening to this conversation.
These people talk about their favourite anime that's garbage.
No, it's it's never anything like that. It's something where they're, just being factually wrong about something.
Okay.
And it's something which would grind on my nerves if I had to stand there for half an hour listening to it.
I'm going to say a comment on a cosplay as well. That's a good one. Like, oh, nice cosplayer.
Which Pokemon are you? That's a good icebreaker.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
If you run up to
t-shirts. I'll run up to people and go, T-shirts! Oh, they go, excuse me?
If you spot a t-shirt you like, or it's from say if I see a Hibernate Renmei t-shirt, not very many people like it, I'd be like, good choice of t-shirt, then swiftly move on. That's the thing. A lot of the time I don't want to have a big conversation.
No, that's the thing.
I'm willing to be friendly.
How to avoid a conversation.
Head down, walk fast.
Carry on staring at your phone /DS/tablet.
Oh, yes.
/feet.
That's why they're the best invention. Pretend you're reading something. Pretend you're on the phone. Pretend you've just got a call in. Or pretend you're trying to ring someone. That's a good one. Actually, more recently these days, I'm much more inclined to meet new people. And with the right crowd, it's so easy to just set up shop, group it like a table, group of your friends, and be so kind of content. Which is fine. You're there to see your friends. That's fine. But I'm more willing to butterfly around, maybe incorporate someone else into the group who's maybe sat on their own. You see somebody sat on their own, you think, don't be sat on your own. Come sit with us. And then you've got that awful, awkward moment.
I thought you were going to say, don't sit on your own. Fuck off out of my line of sight. You're bringing it down.
No, I like including people. And then it's that awkward moment where you realise that person's, like, super annoying or they're sat on their own for a reason.
And then you end up hosting a podcast with them.
Yeah. No, it's good to be social. I would always advise, if you see somebody on their own, go and chat with them. You don't have to spend the rest of your life with them. Go and say hello.
I don't know.
That's the beauty of alcohol. Like, I'm trying to sell drink. It always makes people more sociable, and sometimes in a bad way.
Yeah.
But it gives you that boost of confidence.
There might be a reason they're not talking to you, Anthony.
It's true, though. A little tipple of alcohol gives you that little boost of confidence. Maybe you want to chat to someone, but you feel like you don't want to interrupt or intrude. What the hell? Go and say hello. I'm a wise man.
Okay.
Do a cons.
Get drunk is your advice.
No, just the ones. Take the edge off. You know, you're there, have fun at the end of the day. Take the edge off.
Stiff some glue.
Oh, no. Only legal substances, please. I do not condone anything but...
Just take the edge off. taking the edge off is a bad choice of words, but...
Is it?
Well, yeah, it does sound like an excuse that somebody uses. Because it was like, the one time I had to take Dimazepam as a painkiller, was my first thought was, boy, this takes the edge off everything. And my second thought was, that's how you get addicted to them. they're really good, but yeah. That's why they're addictive, and that's also why they don't give them out very often, because they get less effective the more you take them. That's why it was like, yeah, take the edge off is an excuse. It does seem like an excuse for addiction.
I use it in a much more lighthearted...
Yeah, no.
Righty-ho.
So you've got convention in-jokes people like to have.
Maybe because I'm not in the joke, but there's a lot of these that I find more annoying.
He often springs up in, like, one thing which happened once and you weren't there.
Is the funniest thing that everybody else...
Yes, the celebrated stall, or somebody talked about a side salad on Facebook.
What's the side salad? Because I see this in your notes, I'm like, I don't... That is...
Yeah, I know. Because you weren't there, Anthony. I'm not going to tell you. You had to be there.
Do you actually know where it is?
I do, yes. Yeah. It's, I can't explain. You had to be there.
I understand.
Same as the celebrated stall.
I know about the chair and stuff like that.
Oh, no, this is the stall, not the chair.
Oh, there's another one.
Different
then.
Thing, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't there. Shit.
Yeah, you had to be there, Anthony. Otherwise, you're just not going to get the humour of just saying this word. Okay, that's convention and jokes. Don't do them.
Yeah, and don't force them. Whatever you do, don't try and force an in-joke.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Don't ever force an in-joke, Anthony. Never do that.
Yeah.
Let's go and look up Anthony's videos.
I don't have any in-jokes. This podcast has no in-jokes, really.
It doesn't, no. It has,
considering how long we've gone on.
It has the same anecdotes which come up again and again, but it has no in-jokes.
Yeah, but they're great, though. They're great stories, aren't they?
They are, yes.
That's a drinking game waiting to happen. Be a long drawn out drinking game.
It would be, yes.
It could happen.
You wouldn't get very drunk very quickly, but you'd eventually get through a lot of alcohol. Okay, next up, obviously the thing which is going to be talked about a lot this year, fidget spinners, where do we stand
on them? Are they going to be talked about a lot?
I bet there's going to be loads of people with fidget spinners. That's the thing that's going to make you feel old, Anthony. When I come in with all my fidget spinners.
See, I've held one. I've used one. And they're quite cool. They're quite nice. But it's just the internet's blown them out of proportion. Literally. Blown out of proportion. I find them quite amusing. But I don't know. I don't think as many people have... Well, I don't know. I don't want to say it. That'd be a fidget spinner stall.
That'll be glow fidget spinners. That'll be you bringing instead of glow sticks this year. LED ones, because I know those exist.
They do exist.
People will be going, woo, fidget spinner party. Kits Kitacon.
I bet there's a fidget spinner cosplayer. That's what I was trying to say. I bet someone is dressed as a fidget spinner.
I was going to ask you whether you thought that was going to happen or not. So that's
absolutely
answered my question.
There you go. It's happening.
What if there's a Kitacon fidget spinner in the Kitacon con bag?
I think that could happen. Like, I genuinely, that's a thing. If they don't do that, they're daft. Because I think it's a great idea. I do think it's a really good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Because last year, Pokemon Go was 2016's fidget spinner.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was all about Pokemon Go, roaming the convention grounds looking for their Pokemon.
Yeah,
and then just a week later, everyone had got bored of it.
And there's still a strong fan base. And it's still, but I'm surprised that people are like still really hardcore into it. Like, I know like a few people I know, they're still like, whenever they go anywhere, they just do Pokemon Go. Whenever they're walking, they're just Pokemon Go in. So that's the term that you use. I don't know. But it's still popular. Not as popular.
No, obviously. I don't see it being posted as much on Facebook anymore.
I've still got it installed.
Yeah, I uninstalled it just before last year's con season.
See, you and Niall were ahead of the curve. Cause I remember asking Niall, I was like, you got it? This was like the start of the con. He's like, oh no, it's not for me.
It lacked sustained interest, is what I would say.
It did. I don't know how they could have sustained it. I don't know, because it was so big. It was crazy, really. Such a phenomenon.
And then, of course, a lot of these summer outdoor cons, you've got Wasps, Nature's Fidget Spinner. Always helps you get a bit more cardio in during the convention.
Maybe some insect repellent for your bedroom could be a one this year, for your hotel room.
See, I've never seen a wasp in a room. Obviously.
Oh, I remember there was a few outside of my room one year, like outside the window. It was rife with them,
and
so we just kept the window shut.
Gary once had a pigeon in his room.
A pigeon spinner. Yeah. What do you do with it? You chase it away or just...
I think they got a different room.
Oh, right.
I think it was in the room, shitting all over the room. So if there's lots of bins, watch out for wasps is our advice. Or befriend them. One or the other. Or cosplay as a giant wasp, let them know who's the leader.
Leader, yep.
Whatever you do, don't cosplay as a big pot of jam.
or Lucozade.
That's a big mistake.
They like them things.
Yeah, maybe if you bring your food with you, oh, that's the next topic, don't bring jam sandwiches. I think we talked about food a lot already, so we can skip the next on our list. We got ahead of ourselves. Dealer's room, plan of attack.
Oh, that's a tough one. Go the opposite way to everyone else. Which is super annoying when you're going one way and not the other, but I feel you might spot a bargain. If you're the first in, that is, split off in different directions. Absolutely. But if you're late, you might as well just follow the rest of the pattern everybody else is doing.
I like to go to the... If there's anybody who's there as part of, like, an official UK anime distributor, I'll go to their stall, see what deals they might have. Mm-hmm. If there's anything cheaper than what it's going for on Amazon. I'll often write up a shopping list beforehand of things I'm interested in.
That's a good idea.
And what their prices are normally on Amazon. And I'll tell you what...
Or take your phone with you.
Like, exactly.
Quick look on your phone.
Well, that's rude. But I would look on my phone because I'd have it on Google Keep. That's my new thing.
Oh, tell me about Google Keep.
Google Keep. It's like a note-taking thing on Google, and you can make lists and stuff and put photos into it and things like that. I find it very
handy.
See,
I've got an iPhone, so I use Notes.
Yeah, it's probably very similar to that, I guess.
It actually looks really... I'm looking at it now. It looks really good.
Yeah, I used that when I went to UK Games Expo. I was like, let's stick all the games I'm interested in, what their recommended retail prices are in next to them, and then I can be going, okay, well, that's cheaper than that, so that is technically a bargain. And as long as I get £20 worth of bargains, I've covered the cost of the day.
And it's got a tick box list thing.
Yes, yeah.
That's what lists are all about.
Yeah, I stick my shopping list on them and go, right, you got that. And then you can save it and untick them and put things back in for next time you go shopping.
Yep.
Life hacks on Dynamite in the Brain. So that's my first thing. Then I probably go to United Publications, Sheffield Space Centre. Then I might look at the other places. There was a guys at Amicon last year, and I forgot to take the name of who they were, and they had really good priced Japanese merchandise, official stuff. And hopefully, I'm really kicking myself that I didn't take their name. But at the same time...
What, were you going to look online for the...
Yeah, that's the other thing, is I'm pleased I didn't take the name, because otherwise I probably would have bought a load more tat over the year online. Those ones, I got my... Beerus keyring off them, and the Osumatsu keyring, and a few other bits and pieces.
Okay.
And then a Kill the Kill badge, which I've since broken by stepping on it like an idiot.
Nasty.
But they were like really within reasonable price, because lots of places will put a steep price raise on the. On the toys and models and things, where quite often it is much cheaper to order them from HLJ and get them shipped from Japan than it is to buy them at a convention in the UK.
Crazy.
Yes. Tokyo Toys, I'm looking at you. Now, have you ever been caught out by bootleg goods?
I think I've bought bootleg, like a model or like a plushie. Someone as a gift, and I'm pretty sure it was a bootleg. Just because it was considerably cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
I once accidentally bought a bootleg Gundam model. Not at an anime con, it's a role-playing game con.
Oh, okay.
I should have noticed that it said Bendy rather than Bandai on the box. That would have been
yikes.
That would have been a tip-off to the quality of the plastic.
To be honest, I don't think our little summer cons are that big a problem as the likes of an expo. When I was in expo last, I was looking around and you could tell there was some stalls that was just full of shit.
I think people were saying somebody was selling bootleg stuff at Amicon last year.
Oh.
But I don't know who it was. And I won't say, even if I did, because that might have been there.
Yeah. I guess, is it legal to do that? I don't know what the rules are.
Ooh, good question. I mean, there has been times when for fun, I've stuck the name of the local trading standards phone number in my phone going to the con, thinking, well, if the con's really boring, that's one way to make things more lively.
Yeah, it's quite crazy, because, I mean, it depends on the rules and laws of the country that they're getting them from. Maybe, because as long... I don't know.
Yeah, it depends where the onus is on the person selling them or on the distributor they bought them from.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
What about cursed goods? Ones which put a magical curse on you when you buy them?
Well, I once bought a hentai comic just for the crack. So I guess that's probably cursed.
Did it put a curse on you?
I've still got it. I've tried to get rid of it.
Oh, well, there you go.
I didn't list it anywhere online, but I think I posted about it on Facebook saying that, like, I've still got this from IRO5 or something like that, or an early year of a con, and somebody said, oh God, there was loads of them. We're trying to get rid of them. I think it was Kneeborn, actually. But yeah, I've still got that. That's definitely cursed.
It's like the Telltale Heart. Is it the Telltale Heart?
Telltale Heart, yeah.
But with a...
I can hear it...
Well, yeah.
Thrusting.
Oh, boy. Right. And have you ever...
There's nothing been anything bad, really.
No. No, I don't think I've bought it. And what about anything which gives you magic, plus one to defense, plus one to your armor class, saving throw
bonuses? In terms of, like, I've bought something so good and cheap, or...
Yeah, that it's helped your D&D character out. It's hard to hit.
I don't think I have.
Plus three versus Dragon. Well, I bought a copy of GTA on DVD that really helped me kill a dragon once.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Nice.
And then, of course, you got the Bring and Buy Nature's Car Boot Sale.
Oh, Nature's Zoo as well. God, people are like ravenous beasts.
Yeah, I'm giving up on Bring and Buys. I didn't manage to sell much last year. People have become very cheap, is what I'm saying. Very cheap. Mm. They're not willing to spend, as I mentioned, four times what I paid for something.
Go early if you're going to go to one.
Yeah, that's where the bigger queue tends to be now, and quite often the queue's slow because they've stuck it in a small room. Mm-hmm. And people dawdle. It's like they're going, oh, we can only have 10 people in there. And then you're like, but one of those people is just sitting down. They're not even doing anything.
It's like a buffet table. You start from one end and you work your way around and you...
A buffet table of moldy manga.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah, I think if you're looking for some rare manga, that's probably a good place to look.
Yeah, definitely.
Anything else? I'm not so sure. People sell secondhand cosplay in there as well, which it feels like that's just a rash waiting to happen.
Yeah, I'd be anxious as well. With that said, Minami does a thing where they have like a freebie table. I don't know if any of the cons have done that before, but if you got something shitty, well, I'm probably going to take that hentai thing the next time I go. And you just leave it on the table.
If I see it, I'll pick it up and then sneak it back in your bag.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, you just grab whatever you want. Obviously, you wouldn't just sweep it all into a black bin bag and see the best shit. But yeah, it's a good idea, I think. I got like a dodgy little cosplayer from it that me and Snap wore. Not the same one, but he got one as well. We put it on the same evening. That was quite amusing. But no, I think it's a damn good idea. Because people have some crap that they literally just want rid of, or they want to put it there for a joke to see if anybody actually takes it. So I would like to see more cons do that. As long as people don't abuse it. And they will. People always do.
Now, Anthony.
Yes.
You're a party animal. How to parties? Drink plenty of water. Okay, yeah.
And don't go in them. Don't go in unless... This is my past experience. I'll be stood outside the party chatting. Because I like to chat at a con. I like to speak to people. So I'll be still outside chatting, then a song comes on that I like. Then you run into the party and you dance to that song. Then the song finishes and then they put a terrible track on and you work your way out of the party. Though admittedly, I have gone to parties from quite early on, and if it is good, it's a good atmosphere and you're with a good bunch, you'll spend the rest of the, like, a good few hours in there just being daft, really. Not being buffoons and getting on anyone's nerves, but just... dancing silly to silly songs. That's good fun. So I'll definitely say go to the parties. They have different nights. There's like the rock night on one evening. There's like a K-pop Party, a J Rock, maybe. If I don't know if they still do that, but if rock's not your thing, don't go to the rock party, obviously.
Well,
I would say go along just to see the atmosphere, see if there's many people in, and yeah.
Mm.
I've got a lot of friends who don't drink. Like, I'm not even just naming Brian, but a lot of friends who don't drink and it won't go in and have never been to a con party. And nobody in my
I've been to a con party, and that's why I don't go in anymore.
They're not that bad. It depends on. I think anything, you might hit a good one or a bad one. If you stand in a good spot, you might enjoy it more, but if you're in a bad spot, yeah. Depends how drunk you are as well. You don't have to be completely hammered, but if you've got the edge off, you might enjoy it more. Like, I don't enjoy a party if I'm not willing to dance. Whereas if I'm willing to dance after a couple of drinks, I have a much, much better time. Does that sum it up?
Yeah, probably.
Pick the party that you like the music of. Go in, drag some friends with you.
Now, how many of these parties are you going to be wearing a kigurumi in?
Good question. I never even thought of bringing them, but I might have to start planning my packing list now.
Yes,
now we've done
we're
this.
Still missing them. We've told you we missed something. How many have you got now?
I own a little Lovely Muko one, which isn't strictly Lovely Muko. That's not a full body kigu though. It's just more of a hoodie. And I've got a is it a raccoon? I've got. I think I've got a raccoon one as well.
Okay.
But nothing.
Hadn't you got a Pikachu?
I did have that, but I gave it away to someone at Fit.
Okay, right. And you see, I have none because I'm an adult. Right.
Oh, okay. What if you got an awesome Lego Kigu? You know that would be quite funny.
What the fuck
like a Lego
you,
head.
What the fuck
on
are you talking about?
It's not like a hard material, like a hard plastic.
The fuck? It would look like his head was melted.
I bet they exist. Lego Kigu. Hold on.
No, I'm never wearing them because they look disgusting and dirty.
What do Kigus?
I've never seen a clean one.
Mine was spotless. They're really cozy. And you kind of get away with just being in your underpants underneath, and that's good.
Yeah. Now I've got that image in my mind as well when I see you.
And maybe that's just a show as well. Maybe I'm just... I'm birthday suiting underneath. I thought a Lego Kigu would have actually been a thing, but they don't exist, apparently.
Minions is it.
No. See, that's the death of anything that has a minion iteration goes down in my books. A minion fidget spinner.
Oh,
that's the apocalypse.
No, there's some of those.
Yeah. But yeah, I might bring the Kigus with. I might get a new one. I might get one that I think you would like a wrestling one. I bet they do what do you call that? Bullet team or whatever they're called?
Bullet club, yes.
Bullet club.
I've not seen that on the official merchandise page.
Because you're looking for bullet club rather than bullet team. That's your problem.
That's probably your problem. Team. They could do one of Daryl, but he was just killed.
I saw that on Twitter earlier, and I actually thought a wrestler had passed away. So I was like, oh, my God, people are being weird about this. And I realised
it was one of those Mochi Deco soft toys, yes. I'd heard it was trending. I hadn't realised how far it had gone that you'd heard. But
well, yeah, I don't follow the wrestling folk.
It somehow
not many.
Filtered through to you.
Yeah. The Bullet Team.
Yes, the Bullet Team ripped him apart.
What are they called? Bullet?
The Bullet Club.
Bullet Club. That's
yes.
Bullet Club.
I can't find pictures of any. There's pictures of fan art of them in Kigus, but not.
Oh, is there?
Not of Bullet Club Kigus.
They'd be pretty cool. Or just be like a big black hoodie.
Yeah, it'd just be like.
With their logo on, I guess.
Yes. You can probably get those.
Yeah. I'm going to buy a new Kigu anyway. I've been inspired. Good stuff.
Was it Marv who had the minions last time?
He didn't have a minion.
Who had the minions? Someone had. Did
I
someone
hope
have a
nobody
minions?
Nobody had a minions one.
I'm sure
I think
someone
there was
a
joke where we're going to pretend. I'm sure somebody was joking. But somebody may have rocked up in a minions one. I hope not, though.
Is there another Kigu party this year?
I may have to pitch it. But there's a lot of people not going. Like Marvin's not going.
Well, that's ruined, a lot of people that aren't ruined the atmosphere of Mass Extravaganza already.
Well, yeah, he's a good addition.
He is. He gets cheerleads the laughing.
That's true. We've never had him on the podcast.
No.
He's always got good stuff to talk about as well. I mean, I have to ask him.
You have to get him on.
Clever guy.
Don't leave it all to me.
No, I know.
So, right, what happens when you forget to go to bed and you wake up outside? How do you survive the elements?
You go to bed. If you realise you haven't gone to bed, you then go to bed. If not...
What if you can't go to bed? What if you've got hypothermia and you're lying on the ground outside? Do you call out for a St. John's ambulance, man?
I'd expect so. I don't know the full situation of that. that actual thing that happened. So I can't say the person's an idiot. I mean, they're an idiot for doing what they did, probably drinking too much, but hopefully they've learned from their mistake. And it won't happen again.
Okay.
Don't know who it is, for the record.
When does the ambulance turn up at this kindergarten we're going to?
Oh, is this actually... it's either going to be not at all or on the Thursday. It's either straight away or not at all.
Yeah, you see, I would normally say not at all for a Warwick University convention, but it is Kittercon. And they've deliberately nurtured this hedonistic atmosphere, which then they complain about when people live up to it.
I think the Linkin Park kind of... Because they've said they're going to play a lot of Linkin Park stuff on the Sunday rather than the usual stuff that they play. Okay. I think that's going to push people over the edge. I think people are going to go mental. I genuinely think, because it's going to be a lot of nostalgia for the teens back from when they were young. And I think people are just going to go ape, actually, the more I think about it.
They might go ape if they see why I put in Mass Extravaganza. Right.
Oh, gosh. I hope it's respectful, Brian. I hope so. You've got to be careful talking about that kind of thing.
Hey, it'll be 4 weeks. It won't be too soon, then.
Brian! You can't. Well, you can. I mean, I'm not even going to say. I'm not... Yeah, it's a dark hole to dig.
I'm not sure the thing... It's not particularly... It was going to go in there anyway. It was already in, and then I was like, oh, I'm going to have to take that out now.
Oh, right.
It wasn't that I was putting something deliberately in to be contentious. It was already in the thing. And I was like, oh, now I've got to find another 2 minutes worth of stuff to put in the thing.
Put it in if you want to put it in.
Yes.
I'm sure it'll be... that you know Marv's not going.
It'll be how he wanted to be remembered.
Oh, no.
A Brazilian man beating up a puppet. You've seen the video.
I have.
Were you not in my... Never Ending in the End, the first one I did last year?
I've never made it.
Oh, you never made it? Okay, you've not seen that video.
I think I was in cosplay.
Okay. Yeah,
I chuck it in.
Yeah, Holly was saying I should do it again. I was like, oh, I got something.
She's not even at KitterCon, is she?
I think she's going to be at KitterCon.
She better be if she's saying do this, do that.
She got a waiting... She was off the waiting list. I think she paid for a ticket.
Oh, maybe she's gone then.
Obviously, I always go to bed on time. I never have trouble finding my bed.
If you do wake up and you realise, shit, I've had barely any sleep, go and get a drink of Coca-Cola or something like that. Go and get something proper sugary. Or go to the dealer's room and get loads of sugary treats. And another thing, if you're hungover, this is terrible advice, but I believe it works. You can either do the coconut water or get another alcoholic drink. I swear, it'll kill you on the Monday.
This is,
but when you're at the
corner,
this is
terrible advice. Because I've never drunk enough to counteract this terrible advice that Alison is giving.
I did Hair of the Dog at Manamicon, and I felt bloody brilliant.
I suspect it's not good advice.
It
might be good advice for healing, but not for healing, for feeling... Feeling okay, but
long
not
term,
good advice for healing. Yes,
short term is it's a very it's sound advice, but long term.
Hey, Anthony, yeah. Anthony,
yes,
will
yes,
it take
yes.
the edge off?
Oh, it'll take the edge off.
Okay, right.
I'm regretting saying that because I think it's got a really awful.
We've got an in joke now.
Oh God, brilliant. what we've always wanted.
Right, okay. Now, checking out the video rooms. When was the last time you checked out a video room, Anthony?
I don't remember. In fact, are we including panels? Because I guess...
we're not including panels, no.
Don't remember. It's probably going to be going back to when fan subs were still around. Or maybe the year after fan subs got taken away.
Did you go and see Redline at Icon?
No, I didn't.
Did you go and see...
I was going to, actually.
Appleseed movie at Icon.
I did, yes.
Okay, so
that was probably the last one.
Yeah, I'd have been for two, and then 2 years was the last time I went in one, and even then that was only for 5 minutes to determine that I didn't like Gangster.
Oh, yeah, Gangster, yeah.
Which is why I've never had to deal with the problem of the room being struck by lightning and being trapped inside the first episode of Slayers. But if that was to happen to you, Anthony, what would you do for the rest of the con if you were trapped in the first episode of Slayers?
Wait, hold on. So I'm in a room.
So you've decided I'm going to go. I'm at an anime con. I should really go and watch some anime con. What's on the schedule? Yeah. Oh, it's the first episode of Slayers. Again, I should go and watch that. And then the room is struck by lightning, and you're somehow trapped inside the anime. What do you do how do you get out of that situation?
Oh, gosh, am I with anyone?
Oh, everyone in the room is trapped inside. So it's just so it's just you.
Oh, I'm going to go and... Is there like dragons and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think there might be in the very first episode.
Oh, I embrace this.
You embrace it. You go full fantasy. You go full kit of conquest.
Like, put it this way, when I used to go abroad, I would always have this a weird fantasy in the back of my mind where it would crash and it would be like Lost. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not the only... A lot of Lost fans have this. Whenever they fly, it's like, ooh, imagine it turned into Lost. So I guess I would embrace it.
You embrace it.
I would love it.
Full fantasy.
I would take it to the next level.
Well, I'm going to bet that's going to be exactly what Kit Conquest is like. It's going to be that, but in real life. Take it to the next level.
Perfect.
Yeah. We'll be wandering around the convention being attacked by orcs.
I don't think it's that kind of adventure.
And the only way you can leave the convention is by throwing a ring into a mountain. Which is difficult because there's no mountains at Warwick.
Oh, if only it was that. If it had that level of prep, like it was all like actors and stuff like that. Like when we walked in, the doors slammed shut.
It was all trick LARP.
Yes.
That's why we're not promoting your events, Brian. They're not taking place. It's all a LARP.
And if you die in the LARP, you die in real life.
SWAT online.
If only. Seriously, I used to always say that whenever I travel, like, oh, if it crashes, I wonder what like the Lost Island will be like.
Well, I told you I noticed an added topic you put to the bottom of the page. We can talk about that now. Your con dreams leading to the con.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'll ask you first since it was my note. Have you ever had one?
I have them quite often.
So not even just leading up to a con?
No, it involves me getting very angry about the con being run poorly.
Are you sure it's a dream?
Yes, it's a dream. And quite often a murderer will show up.
Really?
Yes.
Have I ever died or have I ever been in the dreams?
I can't remember. They're dreams. Oh, I just remember.
I always remember.
A recurring thing is getting angry about technical problems and then people getting murdered.
Wow.
Normally, if it's a hotel-based con. So I don't think I've had any of that leading up to a Warwick thing. I think it's only been with the ones at the Hilton.
Darn. It sounded quite exciting, though. I get them all year round, but especially so coming up to the con time. A lot of mine are... I turn up too late. Like, I'm travelling down, and it's like, I get there, it's Sunday afternoon, and I am so upset. Regular one is I forget the path, like, my ID, and I have to drive back, and then I miss the event. I sleep through the event. That's another one I've had. So it's a big fear of missing the event. Then I have a few others where it's, I'm at the con, and I'm doing con things and I've got like full control, like a very lucid dream. And so I'm going around the con and I'm just having a hoot, basically. I'm just having a great time. I have a lot of dreams where I'll not be at a con, but random con people will show up. Not like just the friends, like you or Leon or anyone. It's like
the ghosts.
They go, yeah, like they're invading my dreams, like Nightmare on.
It's like Twin Peaks.
Kidder Street. Yes, yes, exactly. I'm in the red room, the gopher's room.
Have you watched episode 8 yet, Anthony?
I believe that is one I'm halfway through. I started watching it last night, and I felt like I was feeling tired.
My amazing reference won't work then, so I won't make it.
Well, funny enough, I told Greg I was going to watch it, and he texted me something.
Got a light? Is that what he texted?
Yes.
You? Yeah.
Yes. And he was like, "Whatever you do, don't Google it, don't overthink it. You'll appreciate it if you don't. So don't tell me what it is." But yeah, that's what he said, and I'm like, "What the hell, Greg?" So there we go.
Yep.
Yeah, con dreams are great.
That's fine, because that was the thing I was going to ask if these people were saying to you in your dream, but.
I'm nervous now.
I don't know what it tells me about yours or anxiety of you cocking up and missing the event, and mine or anxiety about other people cocking up.
Yeah. I've dreamt where I've not just missed it by being late, but I've gone the wrong weekend. For example, like I've gone a weekend late, and weirdly, obviously, I think I would realise if I'd missed a weekend of a con.
I think you would have done, yes.
Like online social media and stuff. Although I'm not on it as much these days, it's still a...
Oh, get you.
Yeah. No, it's just a waste of time,
look
isn't
at
it?
Look at you with willpower.
I would just sit and look on Twitter, and I still sometimes glance, but not as much as I used to.
Okay, look. Too busy on YouTube.
Trying. Streaming.
Righty-ho, yes. So now the question is, yes. Should you go to an event? No one's in the video rooms. Where are they? Are they all in the bar? No, they're not all in the bar. Some of them are elsewhere. Some of them are at events.
I would never go. I don't know if I would go one on my own.
You so if, wimp.
In fact, I know I would go to a cinema on my own. I have done many, 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 many times. But I don't know, an event, I think... Sitting on your own, it's less fun. Whereas if it's like when me and Marv went to the furry panel, and like it was hilarious. Not even just for the wrong reasons, but it was just like a really entertaining event in many ways. So I think going alone, you lose that kind of look to the person next to you and have a giggle.
I thought he was going to the furry panel, but he doesn't have time to come and see my panel.
We went there because we said we were going to go to a random event. Remember?
I do, yes. It was...
That's why we went.
I'm perfectly happy to go to an event on my own.
Depends. I mean, if it's something really good,
yeah, like
I'd probably force someone or just go alone, I guess.
And let you cosplay. Your cosplay on. Couldn't come to see Neverending. You didn't even go to the second showing of it.
When was the second showing?
It was on Saturday.
There was a reason I missed it. I think I got out of cosplay too late or something like that.
It was cosplay both times. I know. You've already made your excuses once. I've just woken you up.
Oh, I feel terrible now. Oh. I like to support my pals.
Yes. Often, I'm also perfectly happy to walk out of an event after heckling.
See, that's awkward. I mean, it depends where you sat, but that's awkward.
The only time I've heckled was I was with Niall. I don't think I'd have heckled on my own. But they would...
Oh, you've heckled? You actually heckled?
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
It was the Name That Tune, where the questions were unreasonably difficult. And then when we got a right answer, we were told we couldn't have it because that is only the initials. And we were like, that is what it is called on Crunchyroll. And then we threw our arms up in the air.
Give an example. Like, what's the example?
The straw which broke the camel's back was they played a few bars of the opening to GTO. So we wrote GTO. And then they said,
like, nope.
No, it has to be Great Teacher Onizuka. And then we were like, everybody knows it's GTO. It's GTO on Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
No, he's got to be a great teacher. And we're like, ah. And we left.
That is very, like, you would maybe say that as a joke initially and then be like, yeah, that's fine. That's crazy. Who refer? I mean, yeah, call it the full title, but that is who would, famous.
And there wasn't even a prize.
Oh, God, you're expecting like £1 million cash prize when they're being that staunch on the rules. Gosh. Like, Wikipedia, GTO. That's where it's down. I'm sure. Where, oh, where's it gone? I'm sure it is anyway. Oh, no, it's not. On Wikipedia, it's great teacher. Yeah, great teacher on his.
But then the picture.
Oh, well, you were wrong.
The picture of it is GTO.
That's funny.
Yeah. Maddening. It was already maddening up to that point because nobody was. It was like there were like 10 questions in a round and no one was getting more than 3 each round.
Wow.
It was like, yeah, it was the second worst battle I've ever been in. yeah, okay, yeah, so don't behave like us in an event, just walk out quietly. But we would
heckle.
Don't heckle. That's rude. I wouldn't like you heckling me. But I might actually listen to you. Unlike other people. Or I'd shut you up better. As Anthony says, I talk like a stand-up comedian when I'm doing my panels.
Do I?
You have said that before. You have said that before, yes. I think you've been referring to me shutting people up who were trying to get there.
Oh, right. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes. That is very true, actually.
yeah, so don't answer. Don't ask questions designed to make yourself look smarter than the person doing it.
You won't win.
You won't win. Oh, I just get around it by not letting people ask questions.
Yeah. And there's always that one guy or girl at the con who's thinks they're a smart ass and speaks up, me, about something. Trying to get laughs.
Yeah.
Works. You just look daft.
Yeah, you're not on stage. But once you've been to an event, should you now do your own event? Yes, you should. More the merrier.
Yeah, even if it doesn't work out as you planned, at least you tried, at least you've given back. I say that I've never ran a one. I've never figureheaded my own event. I've
been
part of any event.
Been roused from your sleep to come into.
I mean, it's great fun. It's it gives you something to do as well. It's especially if you think there's a gap.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be coming to these cons if I wasn't running events.
Yeah.
At this point. But yeah, I'm trying to, how to events is what I've written down here. So if I did how to parties, I guess I should do the how to events.
Yeah, cool.
So I would say, here's the things I've learnt is time things out. Don't necessarily have to rehearse. You might want to. I don't rehearse. Yeah. But time things out. So a piece of, I think it's, what do I use? I've got the template here. I believe it's double space 12 point. A4 page of double space 12 point will be 2 minutes worth of stuff if you're saying it out off the script. And so you can use that along with any video clips, timing them out. You can mm-hmm. do a pretty good estimation of exactly how long the thing's going to be. I'm not even going to say pick a topic that you're passionate about, because a lot of the things I do, I am not passionate about. I just think they make an entertaining topic. Like, how many penguins can I talk about in an hour? Let me get really deep into the numbers of Linkin Park AMVs and produce a load of graphs, because that is a ridiculous thing to do, so therefore is an interesting thing to watch. We'll see. In fact, I'd say the ones where I have been passionate about have been the worst things I've done. We shall probably find out whether the Anime Space Disco is really bad. Yeah, the Gona Guy one, I think went okay. The wrestling one, because I was so into it, I put too much into the panel. And so I had too much material for the time.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's the word of warning is, and with Anime Space Disco, I've done too much research. I've got far more material than I can put in the panel. The panel will be fine, because I've timed it out. I'm wise enough now to know that. But at the same time, there's loads of stuff, loads of work I've done, which is just not going to be seen in this panel. anything else? I don't know, it's horses for courses, because I don't have a problem with talking in front of an audience at all. In fact, I probably prefer talking in front of an audience than in front of a small room of people. But obviously other people are different to me.
Yeah.
PowerPoints, don't stick words on your PowerPoints. Don't put the same word. Don't put the words you're saying on your PowerPoint screen.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a rookie mistake. I know, because I've made that mistake, and I've seen other people do it. But don't do that. Just put something else visual which represents what you're saying. So for me, my PowerPoints are always like, here is an image of the thing I'm talking about at the moment. Or here is a video, I'm going to play this video, and then I'm going to, then it will go segue into an image or the next thing, and I'll start talking about that.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much which all springs to mind about how to prevent. Again, it's a horses for other people may have. What works for me might not work for you, which is why I'm wary of telling you how to do it. Just got to try it and experiment. But the PowerPoint thing is the same for everybody. That is a big rookie mistake to make. Because often, if you put words up and you're not running from a script, it's only recently that I've started running from a full script. I'd often just have like bullet points or like, here's a phrase I want to say, or here's a line I want to say.
Yeah.
Whereas the Linkin Park Never Ending the End, I did run from a full script. In part because it worked better that way. But yeah, the other thing is when you put words on your PowerPoint, you end up not looking at the audience, you end up looking at the PowerPoint and reading the words which are on the PowerPoint. Which in case you're like, why did you put them on there in the first place?
Yeah.
But if that's not for you, and you still have an uncontrollable urge to step on a stage and test the patience of an audience, but you don't want to commit to that hour-long panel format, what else can you do? Well, if you're lucky, they might have some sort of talent contest or variety show for you to put your name down forward on. And you can go on stage in your cosplay and perform your little skit, tell your jokes, or sing your little song.
I think that's a good idea that people do that.
Yeah, it's a good idea because it keeps them all in that nice block and I don't have to be there to watch it anymore.
I've been a judge on one of them before.
Which one was that?
Did you not know that?
No, I did not know. This is news to me.
Oh my gosh, it was KCON when it was in that other... when it wasn't in Birmingham Kilton.
Northampton.
Yeah, yeah. It was there. I was sat outside with Rum. Or did Rum approach? I think I was sat outside with Rum and Scowney come and said, Rum, ask you, we need two judges for the thingy. And we were like, eh? And I was a bit like, ooh, I don't know about this. And I was like, all right, okay. So we were sat on the side, me, Rum, and this other girl, as judges for the panel, for the talent thing. But I expected, after every act, we had to say something. In true X Factor style. So I was like making notes on these acts I'd never seen before, ready to like try and be funny at the end. And we didn't say a bloody word. At the end, all we did is wrote on the paper who we thought was best. It was hilarious. But it was, I don't know, it was really entertaining actually. Because me and Ron were so geared up to try and be funny, essentially. And it didn't happen. So that was a bit of a weight off our shoulders. But yeah, we were sat Simon Cowell and Louis Walsh style. Yeah. Oh, God, that's taking me back.
You weren't called back to judge anymore, though.
No. Well, they never did a judge thing like that, I don't think, again.
No, it's all... everyone gets to step up on stage and... do that.
Yeah. And do they have a winner still, or...?
I don't... I mean, I don't go... I've never been to one which is just that.
Mm.
And I don't think I've been to a cosplay masquerade type thing
Yeah.
since 2005. Because they just go on so long and they eat up so much of the timetable.
Oh, it's like 3 to 4 hours.
And they have to fit rehearsals in as well.
But yeah, I would definitely say, I know if they can do AMVs, you could submit an AMV. I know it's not really getting on stage, but...
That's true.
You could submit a video into something.
I thought I'd kill them off, but they keep on reoccurring.
So, yeah. I mean, they've got a thing this year where if you record a video at KitaCon and you submit it to them, they will promote it on their channel. So yeah. I wonder how many subs the KitaCon channel's got for that...
you just go
to make me want to enter.
Got, you've got more. Is that really what you're doing?
Basically. Yeah. They've got more.
Okay.
They've got more.
Well, that's because they've all got their great dramas they've put together in the past.
See, I don't understand. They've got loads of subs, but some of the videos have got like 56 views.
Yeah.
I'm not saying these are fake subs.
Yeah, I have lots of subs. I don't necessarily watch everything. It's like I've got Team Coco sitting at the top of my subscriptions. 38 things unwatched from me.
How many unwatched things you got on me? All of them.
All of them, yeah.
That's fine.
10.
That's fine. Oh, gosh. It must refresh to zero after a while. Oh, you've maybe clicked on to get the notification off.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
What's that? The KitaCon?
Yeah, I looked at that and I was like, well...
I'm not making stuff for you.
Yeah, at least they're not trying to
start...
Like,
in the nicest way possible, like...
Yeah, at least they're not trying to start a girl band, so at least it's not that.
Who was trying to do that? What's this?
Who involved in the UK anime convention scene do you think would have some sort of suspicious ulterior motive...
All right. That's enough said on that.
Yes.
I think. Oh, I know I'm right. Who I'm thinking
yes,
about.
I know you are.
Okay.
No, it's nowhere close to that, but I was like, this is always... Anyway, we'll talk about that after KitaCon. We'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah.
This is an all-purpose thing. Definitely yes, not just yes. about KitaCon. right, back to the notes. Guests. How important are they to you for a UK anime convention to see?
I'm going
to
say not very, but if there's somebody there who I really want to see, I'd be like, ooh, cool, awesome. But if I look at a guest list and think, there's nobody I want to see, I'm already going to the con.
That is the problem, yeah. The problem with UK anime cons is they've got your money long before they've told you anything that's happening at the thing you've paid for.
Yep. Exactly.
And then they do a cut-off of getting a refund on your registration before they put a schedule out.
Once they've announced the guests.
They're normally quite good about announcing the guests before that, but in any sort of terms of schedule of, like, anything else beyond a party and a guest.
Yeah.
And maybe a smattering of events which people involved in the convention committee are doing. You're kind of like, well, I hope this is going to be worth the money. I've spent the ticket money. I've spent the accommodation money. I don't really know what... I'm kind of going on name value alone at this point of my previous experiences.
Yeah.
Mind
you, I do like when they have they have a music act.
Yeah, I mean, I've liked one music act I've seen, and I think I commented at Shonen Knife, yeah, who's like, all those years of going to conventions has finally paid off. Probably just been cheaper to go see Shonen Knife some other time.
On their own, yeah, 17 quid or something. How best for a ticket? I want to see Blood that year.
Uh-huh.
IRO 5.
Oh, yeah. I went to
that was just strange. Like, cause I was new into the whole Japanese thing, essentially. In this weird rock band.
I bet they're not that weird.
They weren't. Like, that's the thing. It was just, at the time, I was like, this is music I've not heard before. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. But other than that, I think a good music act... It definitely, without a doubt, pulls people into the room just to see what they're like.
I'm going to guarantee you that you'll see a much weirder music act in Mad Stravaganza this year.
Gosh.
It's a video I've been wavering on whether to put it in on the nature of, on the matter of good taste. But
oh, you've got to.
I've decided we're an 18 plus con, so therefore it can go in.
Good.
I didn't like the sound of that. Good. It's got. It's out again now.
Took the edge off.
Yeah, I'm in the strange position where, well, it's not a strange position, I think it's an understandable position, as your gripes about MCM Expo is. Expo tends to have the guests I'd be interested in seeing. But they're normally on the Saturday when I'm not interested in queuing.
Yep.
It's on the wrong side of London. It's just a general nightmare dealing with the whole Expo experience. And the smaller fan-run UK cons don't tend... I think Shonen Knife is the only guest I've been interested in the entire time I've been going to these cons. Except maybe way, way back at the start, Shinen Kai had... I've forgotten her name now. She was in Tenchi Muyo. She was there.
The Japanese voice actress.
Yes, Japanese voice actress. Yeah. Whereas this year at Kidicon, you've got a American voice actress from Tenchi Muyo. Full circle. Yeah, guests aren't really a draw. As you say, you've paid already before you learn the guest is like, might be an added bonus surprise if it is somebody you like.
Yeah.
But at least it's different.
It must be weird being a guest, though. Like, do they go and expect everyone to love them? Because I think everyone's quite cynical.
I tell you what, when I'm going to HibanaCon this year, I'm expecting everybody to love me. As feature act.
I forgot about that aspect. You know what I mean, though? Like I spoke to Professor Elemental. I said hello and stuff, but I wasn't a fan to go and watch him. I was just being polite. And everybody's so vocal about those kind of acts, like why they're putting him on, blah, blah, blah. It must be harsh. It must be hard. But then again, they're getting paid for it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more people who are enjoying them than me and Niall knowing about them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hell. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I mean, I don't like Professor Elemental. I mean, I'm okay with Mr. B, the Gentleman Rapper. I think, as mentioned before, I was a fan of Collapse Lung that he used to be in before he reinvented himself. But my question is, what the fuck is he doing at an anime convention?
Yeah. I mean, is he there this year?
No, he's not there this year. You've got...
Who have they announced? They've got the Tenshi...
Tenshi Muyo, Voice of Ryoko, and a cosplayer, I believe.
Two guests.
Yep.
Not many. I mean, that's fine. I don't really care. In the nicest way possible.
We'll just check.
Who's the cosplayer guest? Oh, Dudas Art.
Yes. See, that's why I thought it was fantasy, because that guy's dressed as a dwarf there. But you're right, there's other drawings where they're dressed as Indiana Jones. But that's definitely like some sort of fantasy rabbit girl.
It's got
with
like
a torch.
Map. But it's got a map, like the map's like a national treasure map.
I thought it was like a fantasy map. I thought it was like the thing you get in front of a fantasy novel saying, I've invented this whole fucking world, so at least have a look at it. Get your bearings.
See, I think it looks like a classic globe.
Or like a pirate map. Maybe I should just...
Yeah.
Pirates. Well, we have to discuss this in our post-Kitticon thing. We'll discuss how questy was it. So, anything we've missed?
Time off. When you come back from a con on the Monday, are you straight back in the work?
Oh, hang on,
Tuesday?
We've got to figure out how we're getting home.
Oh,
first.
Apologies. Sorry, I thought you meant how
no, this is, I'm talking about anything at the con rather than the things afterwards.
What? What do you mean?
Is there anything you do at a con that we've forgotten to talk about?
Oh, lots of queues.
Auctions. Have you ever been in an auction?
Oh, I have been to the charity auction, actually. It was really good. Not that I bought or bidded, but...
Yeah, I've never bid anything on an auction. I quite enjoy them. The one time I've not enjoyed them was when I was running Mad Extravaganza after one, and it overran for 45 minutes. The only time I've started an event late. And that is the source of all my nightmares. I mentioned it, now it's not. That was the only time one of my nightmares came true. Particularly because that was the latest I've ever run Mad Extravaganza as well. I was starting at 10 p.m. and the auction overran till 11:15. And then, of course, by that time, everyone's just sat through a masquerade, an auction, which has gone on far too long.
They can't be arsed.
Yeah, and they're feeling tired.
Yeah.
And it's Minami, so you've got a smaller room, so less energy anyway.
Mm. What about the big screen at Warwick? That's going to have some con videos on this year, apparently.
Is it? Okay, that's quite, yeah, that's a good idea. I like when they stick stuff up. It's had Love Live show up on there before, hasn't it? Or no, K-On, not Love Live.
I wonder if they'll chuck one of my vlogs on from one of the cons.
NSFW.
It's not that. I don't know. I would feel super awkward.
if it'd be like playing that podcast again.
It would be, especially if the audio was on. Although I'm used to hearing the sound of my own voice, it's still like, if it was on a big screen and I didn't expect it,
exactly,
and I walked out, and everybody was looking at the screen, and I walked out of a door below the screen, and it was obvious that it was me.
Do the...
it'd be so awkward.
Grandpa Simpson turnaround.
I would have done, I would have to do that, and I would feel super awkward.
Who do we contact to get that arranged?
No. That's not.
I think that's everything covered.
Yeah, have fun.
Of course, we could look at this FAQ and we could find out if there's anything else that we can.
Where's this FAQ? See, you say FAQ, I say FAQ.
Well, that's just a difference in age.
Oh, no, I think a lot, it's an interesting comparison.
Because I like to say it because it sounds a little bit like fuck. Feels like
it's FAQ, it's like, fuck you.
Living on the edge. I don't want the edge taken off, you see, Anthony.
No. That's
where I live.
You need that edge. Sharp edges everywhere in your house.
Yeah, that's not far from the truth.
That's worrying, actually. I hope you've got no blades.
I'm attaching them to my fidget spinners as I speak.
Edward's fidget spinner hands.
Oh, you know that's a YouTube video.
Oh, God.
You know, any time you think of a really hack joke like that, you know somebody's already beat you to it.
Yeah, Google brings it up as a... Yeah, it's already... there's a video on YouTube from June 2017. There's two videos on YouTube from June 2017. Wow. Damn. I wanted to be first.
Your cosplay ruined.
People have photoshopped it on the poster. It's already a dead joke.
Yeah, always go look these up first on Twitter, at least. When you're making a Twitter joke, it's like, that's a really good joke. Therefore, somebody has thought of it already. Let's check the search.
Yeah.
Right, now I think we've covered everything. I think so now, just the closing ceremony to talk about. Last thing of the con. Have you ever been to a closing ceremony, Anthony?
I have, yes.
Do they
it's
all
quite emotional.
Do they all play Auld Lang Syne? Put your arms together, swing sway from side to side.
I don't enjoy it for the reason that I like the opening ceremony, which is I don't like to add closure to the con. I'm so silly, but I like it to go on as long as I can. And that closing ceremony is the symbol of ending. It's like, right, that's the weekend.
But it doesn't end.
Shut shop at 12 o'clock.
Most of these cons now, then do another party after that.
True. But then, yeah, I just don't know. I like to keep it alive. Keep the dream alive. Yeah, I've been. It's just them saying, like, thanks for coming, blah, blah. And then they go, and next year you knew it was going to happen. We're announcing blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Do they... Oh, they might have some of the cons come on stage and say...
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So they might have Habana Con this year. Come to Habana Con.
They used to do, like, Q&A and people sort of making constructive criticism.
Oh, but really?
Yes.
Wow.
I think they stopped doing that.
Yeah, that would be a tough one.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been to one. In fact, I think I've only ever been to Minami ones. Because Minami used to, like, end 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon.
What, and everybody sits around saying, well, you could have done this.
Yes.
You could have done that.
Or they say, this was a very good con. Thank you very much for putting it on. We'll see you again next year.
Right.
I've got to catch my train.
Yeah.
Which is the good thing about Minami, of course.
Ceremony's fine. Which is, it finishes early.
Well, no, that you can walk to the train station quite easily.
Hmm.
Does it still finish early? I don't know. It's been, like I said, it's been a long time since I've been. Or been and paid attention.
trying to think what time. I think it's. I mean, I didn't go into any events.
No, you're dirty. A dirty, dirty freeloader. That's the way it's
called. Okay.
Then you got to get home. Do you go home day of, or do you go home the next day? I bet you go home the next day, don't you?
Oh, I go home on the Monday morning.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So the problem is a lot of the cons I've been going to are quite central. And so really they're at most an hour and 20 minutes drive from my house.
Right.
So I think for Icon 2013, I did stay the next day. And all that meant was I had to deal with worse traffic on the Monday morning than if I'd driven home on the Sunday night.
Yeah, I never thought of that, actually. Yeah, train stations are much busier and all that jazz. And I just want to get home. Although I'm willing to stay the next day, I literally just want to get home as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Now, I used to be able to go into work the following day, but I'm older and I can't anymore. Mm-hmm. So I have to take the following day off nowadays. How about you, Anthony?
Oh, I take... this year for KitaCon, I'm off for the week either side of it. So there you go. So I'm off... when's KitaCon? What day is it? The 20...
It is the 18th to the 20th.
So my holidays start on the 11th of August, and I don't go back to work until the 30th of August. And that starts, what happens is at the start of the year, I'll book in the Thursday before the con and the Tuesday after. So I always like a day buffer. And as the year goes on, I'm like, I might as well chuck an extra day either side. And that always becomes 2 weeks now on the summer con. But ideally, always have a day off after the con.
Yeah, I took a week before last time, which turned out to be very stressful. I almost wish I hadn't. But then again, it would probably be even more stressful. Nothing to do with con. It was outside things.
Oh, okay.
Whereas this time I've kind of done that with Christmas rather than the con. It was like, one year I came in the week before between Christmas and New Year's because I thought, it'd be quiet. Turns out it was quiet, but because I was the only one there, I had to deal with anything which happened.
Oh.
So then I thought, right, this past Christmas, I'll take that week off instead rather than the week before. Mm-hmm. And that was fine, except, of course, everybody who was also taking that week off from all the companies we deal with would send you loads of stuff to do on that very last Friday before Christmas. And so this time I was like, I'll take that Friday off as well, so other people have to deal with that shit. But for cons, I'm just taking the following Monday off to recover. And hopefully I'll have my new laptop, so technically I could work from home on the Tuesday as well.
Ooh, very nice.
Righty-ho, I think this is a very long podcast, so let's wrap things up here, apart from to say, join us at KitaCon, even though this is totally a generic, definitely not just a KitaCon pre-recorded convention commentary. We'll be at KitaCon, we'll be doing various stuff. So see us there. Goodbye.
Bye.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.